The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Today is
Wednesday.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
Sir, it's time to rise.
Let's go! And a one, and a two, and a...
Hello, this is Kylo Ren.
Oh! Oh!
Whoa!
Kylo Ren!
This was unexpected!
Happening. Who is Duke Skywalker?
Oh!
It's great. Duke Skytalker. This
he lives
hero.
In a cave.
He's been
in
calling
like
us.
Ireland. He's been calling us. He claims that he is the one true Lord of the Force.
He says he says the
greater.
Force is strong with him.
Mm. Yeah.
Have you located him?
We do not know his whereabouts currently. And if we did, we sure wouldn't tell you, Kylo friend.
You're a bad guy.
Yeah, we're no rat.
I just want to be his friend.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you turn down the modulator?
It's the apparatus.
I didn't quite understand what you said there.
I just want to be his... Hello?
It sounds like sorry, your apparatus is doing weird things.
It sounds like there's like a cat purring.
I couldn't tell. Yeah. Are you still there?
Look, my voice and modulator is messed up.
Wow, it just went south.
You went
It went south.
Let Wednesday begin!
Hit it!
Showtime.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Wednesday. That's right. Hello.
What is this music?
Just feel the groove.
High today of something, I'm sure.
Let's talk a little bit about the difference.
95, I'm sorry.
95.
It's 95 degrees. We don't need wrong
titties. We talk about this all the time. This is a shot we got from reported a little bit earlier. You can see this is mid-afternoon. Mm-hmm. Pretty explosive fire behavior. You have some of the darker smoke in there.
Dude, we saw that yesterday.
Saw the fire?
Yeah. It's
we didn't
crazy.
Start the fire, but it was always burning since we left work.
Yeah.
It's getting bad. It's getting real bad.
I actually heard on another radio station, they were saying, hey, if you're calling 911 to report the fire over the Monsanto Mountains or whatever they're called, it's like, you don't have to. They know it's happening.
Yeah.
You're tying up the lines.
That's crazy. Good morning, Starmie. It is Wednesday, June 15th. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah.
You guys feeling all good?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know. Just really excited because I got something for you today. I'm sure you got the email, buddy. Just really excited.
What email?
I got a phone call yesterday from our dear friend Robert.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
From, you know, the crew. Mm-hmm. And he said, buddy, I've got an interview for you. And I said, you know what? Dex is a huge fan of them stories. We should definitely book this.
Actually, Eugenia just wanted me to...
Her?
Oh, no, you don't.
No, it's not just the
color. I know exactly what you're up to,
Sammy Brady.
Eugenia just wanted me to help
her. She's one of the people you think of when you think of daytime soap operas.
She's like Days of Our Lives royalty.
Oh, yeah. She's been on since I was a little kid.
She's now in like Hallmark movies and totally not on Days of Our Lives.
No, she's still on.
Oh, she is?
She died and came back, bro.
Yeah, like four times.
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch your stories, man. Oh no, he's shredding the papers.
Sammy.
Now, you better get out of here before someone not quite so understanding catches you.
Oh no.
Sammy walks out.
Sammy, go!
Goodness gracious, Sammy.
Oh, Sammy.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Steve-O, for booking that one.
Well, this is all you.
So we're interviewing Allison Sweeney?
This is all me?
Yeah. I'm not even going to talk. What do you mean, why is this all you? You're the one that always talks about your stories and when you were stay-at-home dad and like how you always watch soap operas. Like, this is right up your alley.
What? Did you hear me yesterday, Teo? I even said, I'm not a fan of Allison Sweeney. I've interviewed her before.
Hey, man.
You're not a fan of her character.
I'm not a fan.
Look at me.
No.
On Days of Our Lives.
If you like her, it's okay.
I don't like her.
That's
not wrong. I mean, I don't know her. I'm sure she's a very sweet lady. She actually is a sweet lady. I'm not a big fan of her on TV.
Did you guys know that she is basically your age?
You just said she's been on since you were a kid. You guys are the same age.
Wow. That's not true.
She's like 2 years older than you.
That's crazy.
Seriously.
Well, I don't know about that.
You're so excited. You're welcome, buddy. I got it just for you. I'm not even going to be in the room.
Steve-O's older than her.
I'm not even going to be in the room.
I'm not answering the phone this morning.
No, yes, you are.
I'm gonna make the interview. I'm gonna make her think that you like her.
Okay, fine.
Like in romantically.
You will. You'll do.
Yeah,
that?
I will. Okay. I'll be like, hey, guess what, girl? My friend likes you. You like him? Circle yes or no.
Allison Sweeney at 8:40. Of course, you probably know her from Days of Our Lives.
Yes.
She was also the host of The Biggest Loser for many, many seasons.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's probably
because
what
I was thinking that
for.
I had seen her, but not on soap operas.
Right.
My closest encounter with soap operas was either The O.C., which was The O.C. or Nashville, which are my primetime soap operas. But my meemaw used to watch all of the stories, and she'd be like, "Hey, go play! I gotta watch my stories real," and she would kick us out.
Yeah. When I was homeschooled from, it was fourth and fifth grade, I was homeschooled. That's all we did.
We call those the dark years.
Oh, man.
I know.
But it was a great time because Young and the Restless, Days of Our Lives, my mom would actually stop our studies so we could go watch.
That's what I'm talking about right
there. It was awesome.
Weird.
I remember just being so addicted to soap operas. It was good times.
I have never watched soap operas.
Man, the storylines are great.
Do you think we can fax her a script this morning and then we can all just be part of a scene with her in a soap opera?
What if we just did a scene?
Dude, I wish. What if we could email her a scene and we read it with her and we were like, no.
No, Sammy.
You guys, and it's all getting crazy, and then it's like, wait, who's at the door? It's Reginald. But I thought you died 3 years ago.
I did.
Oh gosh.
That'd be great. Okay,
Why didn't we do that?
What else?
We should have.
Yeah.
Allison Sweeney.
Allison Sweeney, 8:40. Whiskey Tango this morning.
Yeah.
Man, dude. She's been in a bunch of Hallmark movies, too.
Yes, she has.
They're all called Murder, She Baked. I am not kidding.
Murder, She Baked.
The first one was in 2013. It was called Murder, She Baked, a chocolate chip cookie murder.
Yep.
The next one was Murder, She Baked, a plum pudding murder mystery. The next one, Murder, She Baked, a peach cobbler mystery. Murder, She Baked, a deadly recipe.
Wow.
I'm not older than her.
Yeah, you are, man.
She's 2 years older than me.
Oh, I thought you were still 43.
Okay, you have to go. You have to leave.
Oh, man. Thanks for booking that one, Steve-O.
Hey, you know, all for you, buddy.
I know.
All for you.
There's an amazing story coming up about a former Marine who saved dozens of lives during the shooting in Orlando. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
It's really hard to watch some of those...
I haven't watched
news reports. Man, yesterday the doctors and nurses at the hospital there in Orlando, they had a little press conference, and they had some of the people that got shot. They wheeled them out into the press conference, and gosh, I couldn't watch that one for very long.
Yeah,
there was one girl. She must have been 22 years old, beautiful girl, and she said she was in the bathroom. And there was another girl in front of her, and she threw herself on top of her so she wouldn't get shot. Yeah. Saved her life.
Oh, my gosh. Some lighthearted conversation at 6:11.
I know. Let's talk about Allison Sweeney again.
Well, she won for Best Youth Actress in a Soap Opera in 1994.
Yeah.
She won a Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead in a Drama Series in 2015.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Let's see. Today is June 15th. On this day, 801 years ago, in 1215, King John put his seal to the Magna Carta.
Nice.
Even though it only helped rich barons, it paved the way for future laws, restricting a king's power.
All right.
Happened on this day. 264 years ago, in 1752, Ben Franklin flew a kite during a thunderstorm to prove that lightning and electricity are the same thing. His hair was never the same.
Okay.
On this day it happened. On this day.
On this day,
fly
Steve-o.
A kite today. Fly a kite.
That's not a good idea.
I'm not a fan of flying kites.
It's fun.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
What are you talking about?
No way.
You're dumb.
I could never get that thing up, man. It would just get up. You're like, woo, it's going. Oh, boom, and crash.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I already get tangled in something.
You're just bad at flying kites.
I'm bad at flying kites.
You need to, we'll do it. I'll show you how to fly a kite.
I don't want to.
Why not?
It's not fun.
Go fly a kite up.
Then we're going to get hit by a lightning bolt, and we're going to die. It's
by lightning and die.
America's Got Talent happened last night. Oh, my gosh. There's some good stuff to play for you guys this morning.
Yeah.
This is Steve-O's favorite segment since he booked Allison Sweeney for me.
Man, that was sweet of you.
I got some great clips from America's Got Talent.
Oh, gosh.
It's all for you, buddy.
Take me, Lord.
It's all for you. I'll cancel America's Got Talent if you cancel...
Allison Sweeney is your favorite from Days of Our Lives.
She's not.
Hey, we're not canceling any of it.
No, we're not. Gosh, dude.
Hope is my favorite. Hope
I'm canceling my trip to Disney World for the rest of my life, though.
Man, that is so sad.
Not yet.
Gosh, it's sad.
My gosh!
That's the first thing Teo said to me this morning when he walked in. Yep. And I had already read all about it. And
Chrissy tagged me in the story on Facebook. It's too early for this, Chrissy!
No.
I just read it. We're trying to, like, get our day going, and I'm like, oh, my gosh!
Terrible.
Never going there.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what you're talking about?
No, it's too sad.
No,
over there screaming about it, you might as well just do it.
Because if anybody needs some prayer right now, it's this family.
Family of four from the state of Nebraska at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday night, they were like, hey... This is going to be the evening to relax. They chilled at the beach that stretches along Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa.
Yep.
That's one of the features that this particular hotel uses to entice its guests. Vacationers kick it at the Seven Seas Lagoon. Well, last night, just after 9 p.m., sun had already set. Their two-year-old boy was just a foot beyond the sand, hanging out, waiting in the water, and an alligator came up and snatched the two-year-old.
Mom and dad jump in the water. Dad starts attacking the alligator.
Mm-hmm.
And
his hand gets ripped up.
Yeah, he couldn't get his kid. And the alligator just took off, and they're still searching.
It says they've euthanized four alligators
four.
In the lagoon right now, and it's still they haven't found the right
one.
My
gosh.
Which is terrifying. Guys,
oh my gosh.
They've euthanized four. They found four other alligators.
Here's the thing, though. That... Number one, this is freaking Florida.
Inside Disney World, though.
Yeah, it's technically, it's like...
That's crazy!
The resort is on a lake. This is, if you go right outside the Magic Kingdom, there's four resorts. There's the Grand Floridian, the Polynesian, the Wilderness Lodge, and then the, there's one more, I can't remember what, the Contemporary. And they're the four resorts right there beside... The Magic Kingdom. Now imagine between the resorts and the Magic Kingdom, there's a lake.
Man.
There used to be a little resort, and it was like Tom Sawyer's Island on one of the little islands out there. And you can ferry. You can either take the monorail from the resorts, or you can take the ferry. And it's a freaking lake in Florida. So there are snakes, there are alligators, there are fish. Because they didn't go in there and clean out all the wildlife. You know, they live there.
You would think inside
and here's the thing,
Disney World,
the crib was close to the water.
Yeah, that's
the
what
the kid was in.
Was awful about it. Was they had the crib. They had a crib with the two-year-old. And that alligator just came right up, snagged him, and took him out to the water. Oh, my gosh.
There are signs for no swimming at the lagoon. Because that resort, the Grand Floridian, has a pool. There are multiple pools.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to pull up a map for you. Because technically, it is in Disney World land, but it's not within, like, a park. It's one of the resorts.
Gosh, man. It's just awful.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
It's a different layout
than
at Disneyland.
As a parent, you just...
That dude's gonna blame himself for the rest of his life that he couldn't save his kid from an alligator. Alligator attacks are extremely rare.
Man. Like,
they never happen. That's why everybody freaked out when they found those Nile crocodiles in Miami.
Yeah.
Because they were like, those are man-eating crocodiles. That's crazy. You know, but there are alligators all over Florida. You're driving down the road and there's an alligator on the side of the road. You're playing golf and there's a 15-foot alligator walking across the golf course.
Stay out of Florida.
This is a rare thing.
Leave it. We're giving it back to the wildlife.
If you followed me for years, you know, I've been preaching it for years. Just don't even go to Florida. Just, it's not worth it. That is just that's an awful place.
Yeah.
Why would you want to go there?
I'll never go there now.
Well, that's kind of dumb, but
dude, that was no, that's crazy.
Oh, just pray for that family.
Yeah.
Hopefully the miracle happens. I don't know how.
No, don't do that.
Because I just read the poor sheriff who's trying to be
you
like,
never know.
In my 35 years, you know, we're still, as a father and grandfather, we're hoping, but,
well, yeah,
you know, and it's like, you have to say that, but sure. No.
They're an still
alligator
searching. Still searching.
Snatched a 2-year-old and dragged him back into the water.
They're not searching for a live boy.
Yeah, I know.
At this point, they're trying to find the alligator with his remains.
Gosh, man.
Nope. At a resort in Disney World. Never going to the ocean again. Never going near water again.
The ocean is a completely different thing.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's why it's different to me, because it was inside the... I mean, I get it. It wasn't inside a park, but it's still like...
I'm going to show you. I've got a map of what we're looking at.
Okay.
But that's the thing with going to Florida. Like that... And there are signs all over freaking Florida. It's not just Disney. It's Florida.
Yeah.
You know? It's like out here... You stop at a rest stop and there's signs for rattlesnakes.
That's very true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel for the dad, man. He's
Gosh.
Sorry, guys.
It breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't want Teo to do that story till like 8 o'clock.
I know. Well, it's out of the way now.
Yeah. Please don't read that.
How does that make it any better?
I don't know.
It's like
it
8
wouldn't
o'clock.
Make it better. I just,
you know,
so
you can,
tragic.
You can start off everybody's morning on an up, or you can do that.
Jeez.
I
got a story to share with you guys about a guy who locked his dog in the car.
Oh no.
Yeah, this happened yesterday with me.
No.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wait, this happened with you? Like, you witnessed this?
I witnessed it.
What'd you do?
Let me tell you about it. Man. So, I'm at Smith's. Just got there. Sitting in my car.
Mm-hmm.
Guy pulls up next to me.
Mm-hmm.
He gets out. He's an older man. He's got a dog in the back seat. Big dog.
Big dog.
He has the windows cracked just a little bit. And I'm thinking, okay, let me see how this plays out. He gets out of the car. And I hear him say, I'll be right back.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, you won't.
Tell him that.
I got out of the car and said, sir, you're not leaving your dog in the car, right?
No way.
Yeah. He looked back at me and said, yes, I am. I'm going into the store. I'll be back in just a second. And I tried to tell him, do you know what the temperature is, right?
It's so hot
right now. It was like 100 degrees outside right now.
Did he not have the windows cracked?
Which means he had them cracked. It doesn't even matter if the windows are cracked.
Yeah, because that dog is just out there.
Because once you stop that car and the air conditioning is not running in your car,
right.
Oh my gosh, that temperature goes up so fast. So if it's 100 degrees outside, the inside of the car...
It's like a microwave.
It turns into a freaking oven.
Yeah.
And you're talking 180 degrees, 200 degrees, and that happens fast.
Yeah.
So I explained that to the gentleman, and he started arguing with me. And I said, well, I could go get security if you want, because if you leave this dog, I'm going to break your window.
Oh, my God.
And I'm taking the dog out.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, yeah. Dex.
And I
what?
Looked, and I noticed his license plate, and I was like, oh, man, he's a veteran.
Oh no. What'd you do then?
Well.
Thank you for your service.
Like, thank you for your service.
I really appreciate you fighting to give me the freedom to bust your freaking window out and take that dog.
Well, the thing is, he's a veteran, but he just, I don't know. Like, maybe he just didn't know.
Well, you said he was an older man.
He probably just didn't know. He thought he could crack the windows.
This is my dog, Apache.
So he got in his car and he
called
drove
him Apache
off.
Because that was the helicopter I used in the wars.
Yeah.
Say again, son. What were you wanting to tell me?
I thought it was going to go down. But he got in his car and he drove off.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you feel like a hero, you jerk?
Yeah, kind of. A little bit. Saved the dog's life.
The dog is going to write a really nice letter to you.
You know what would have been sweet, man?
I hope I get a letter.
Hey, young Christian man who cares about that guy's service, you could have said, hey, I'll stay with the dog if you're going to be quick.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Hey, sir, you did a great service for our country. I'd like to repay you by literally dog watching for, like, I don't know, 3 minutes. Huh.
Didn't really get to that point because he got mad at me, argued with me, and got in his car and took off.
You're a jerk.
I guess I am.
Darn it.
He should have done that.
He's a retired vet.
Oh.
I mean, you young whippersnapper, you think you're so smart. All you had to do was say, sir, I'll watch your dog. Or, sir, what are you getting? You said you'd be real quick. Oh, you're just getting denture cream? You know what? I got you. I'll buy
you're
that
right.
for you.
I should have offered that. I should have offered it.
I will snag that.
I like that. I like
you.
What Sivo's suggesting. It's like
I
a third option.
I guarantee you he wouldn't. There's no way.
Why not?
You'll never know.
No way he would have said okay
you'll
to that.
You'll never freaking know.
Yeah, whatever. No way.
I'm sure he would have been a little more open to that than, sir, if you walk away, I'm going to bust your window out.
Yeah.
I should have followed him.
Because you know what
That's
he
what
did? I was going to say, you know what he did? He drove to the Walgreens like
no,
half a mile
drove
down the road.
Because there was the Smiths and the Walmart that are right next to each other. I bet you just drove to Walmart.
Yep. And
or he just drove around
and
the block.
Left the dog
did you
in the
look
car?
In the local news to see if a dog had passed away at Walmart?
No, I didn't.
Way to be a inconvenience hero. That's all you did. You inconvenienced him. He had to drove 18. He drove 18 feet and parked again and just left the dog in the car.
Did you ask him if his name was Larry and if he got upset about us talking about guns yesterday?
Yeah.
Thanks for your email, Larry.
With all of that said, please, if you are going to take your dog with you on a drive, please do not leave your dog in the car
for longer than 45 minutes. No, I know.
Okay.
I agree.
Whoa! No. You cannot just run into the store
and leave
your dog
you
in the
really
car.
You really can't.
That's awful. You're torturing. You're cooking your dog.
You really are.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's hot out there.
It's really hot.
It's a good way to sum that one up.
I was ready to break that window, man.
How are you going to break the window?
I don't know.
You know, it's not like in the movies, right?
I didn't get to that part yet. I don't know.
You hit that thing with your elbow and broken your arm.
Yeah.
Literally, you would have had to gone and find, like, you would have had to have found some kind of, like, cement block or brick.
I don't know.
And just, like, repeatedly slam the window.
Yeah.
You would have terrified the animal.
Exactly.
So when you
the animal probably would have attacked
you. It would have attacked you.
Exactly.
And then the guy would have been like, hey, man. I left my window cracked. You're paying for my window. You're paying for my dog being all upset, and I am not paying your medical bill. You're
probably right.
So best option from now on.
Way worse yesterday.
Can we all agree from now on that we say, hey, if you're going to leave the dog in the car, why don't you just? I will stay here with the dog.
If you see it happening, a lot of times though, when you pull up. They're
it's
not there.
Going down.
Yeah, they're not there. They're in the store already, and the dog is chilling in the car. Well, not chilling. He's cooking.
Wait, you said that. What kind of car was it?
It was a Prius.
Okay, so hybrid. Let's see, newer. He had the windows cracked.
Yeah,
I wonder
if
you would have been able to push the window down.
I don't know. Dog probably would have bit me. I don't know.
I would have tried that first.
Yeah, I don't know. I was looking for security. You know, the security guy, drives around. I was looking for that. He wasn't around.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what would have happened.
Well, you were at the Bad Smiths.
Hopefully, he doesn't do that again. Can't teach a dog new tricks, though. That guy was, he was probably 72. Thank you for your service. I said it.
At least you said that.
Gosh. Good morning.
You were the worst.
I saved the dog's life, and I'm the worst.
You didn't save the dog's life.
Yeah, I did.
Just found an article on KRQE News about a dog at a Walmart yesterday.
Oh, no.
What happened?
No, I'm just
It was right next to the Smiths. Sad.
If I wouldn't have said anything, the dog would have died in the car.
You were still just sitting in your car. You should have offered to just let the poor guy go get his denture cream.
You're the worst. You know, and then I see, though, the guy being like, you're going to steal my car. Right.
Exactly. There's no way he would have let me do that.
Oh, well, man. You never know.
Yeah, maybe you never know because you didn't offer.
Maybe young you little offer. Whippersnapper like me with tattoos.
I'm always looking out for option number three.
Your tattoos and your bird watching.
Option number three. You got to find the third, all right?
That's right. Oh, we got a big show for you guys this morning. I'm going to take a quick break. Taylor's got headlines.
We're going to talk about another mass shooting that happened yesterday in California.
Are you serious?
It's a day ending in Y in America, so you know what that means.
Oh,
another mass
gosh.
Shooting.
Hang out with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
I ain't got no words.
The rapper Lil Wayne's hospitalized in stable condition, according to his publicist, after suffering two minor seizures on board his private plane and making two emergency landings in Omaha, Nebraska.
Orlando Regional Medical Center is still treating survivors from the nightclub shooting rampage in Orlando over the weekend. Of the more than 50 people sent to the hospital, six remain in critical condition.
Donald Trump has yanked the Washington Post's press credentials after the Post wrote the story of how Trump suggested President Obama's policies might be linked to the shooting in some way.
The Democratic primary in Washington, D.C., the last primary of the presidential election year.
The Democratic National Committee confirms its computer networks have been penetrated by Russian hackers.
Martha Stewart, welcome to the growing meal kit business.
Amarillo police and SWAT teams responding to calls of a gunman taking people hostage at a Walmart along I-27. Suspect was later shot and killed. We're told no shoppers or employees were hurt.
Net neutrality rules, which were unveiled last year, have been upheld by a U.S. appeals court.
Police supervisor and his wife hacked to death in a suburb of Paris.
Americans were shopping again in May, buying more cars and other things. Retail sales increased 0.5%.
Charitable giving in the U.S. reached an all-time high last year, more than $373 billion.
6:39.
I live 9 to 5 degrees.
No traffic incidents to report right now. You guys are getting ready to go to work. Hope you have a good day. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
We have a live line.
Oh, yeah.
You can text the show. What is that live line number? Tao.
585-LIVE. 585-5483.
See how good I did?
He doesn't care.
I know he doesn't.
He cares.
I mean, I care.
Phone number to call in is what? Steve-O.
Oh, okay. 338-3700
is
the phone number.
Oh, you love it.
He knows that one.
You love that.
That is 338-3700.
Hey.
Yeah.
Let's not make it a habit.
What's
don't
that mean?
Don't reach over on my steering wheel, bruh.
Hey, bruh. Well, you were trying to reach over to that guy's steering wheel yesterday when the dog was in the car.
Yeah, I would've.
Hey, by the way, on the live line, people are hailing you.
Hailing me?
As the hero.
Thank you, Starmie.
Well, one person said you're taking this invasion thing too far. That's probably the old guy that you met yesterday.
Someone else said, hey, Dex is an introvert. I imagine it was a bit difficult for him to decide to approach this man in the first place. I'm the same way, so putting myself in his shoes, I think it's pretty awesome
that he
stepped up.
Appreciate it. I was telling these guys off the air, I was sitting in my car seeing this all go down, and the anxiety started building up in me, and I was sitting there going, okay, I got to do something. I'm going for it. And,
did you have a water bottle in your car? I would have probably just let him go inside, and then I would have just been like, hey, dude, and then just poured water into his mouth as I was hanging out
hey,
with the
dog. Hey, little puppy, here's
I'll just
some
hang
water
out with
cool
you.
Down.
Your owner's a jerk, am I right? I know. Oh, he served.
I know.
Okay, well, he's still a jerk. Here's some water.
Yeah.
Rawr.
Yep.
It was very, very, very good of you, buddy.
According to Steve-O, I could have handled it way differently. But you know what? The dog wasn't left alone.
You go the extra mile.
Under my watch.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, bud. You did the
That's
right
good,
thing.
Man. You just totally did the right thing.
Hopefully somebody else does the right thing if he decides to drive to the next parking lot and do the same thing. If you see it happening, you got to say something.
Liveline chimed in and said the old guy probably just reparked and did it anyway. Ha. Huh.
That's what we're thinking. Yeah. He probably did. Do I get his license plate number next time and turn him in? What do I do in that situation?
No. You are the kind soul that says, sir, I noticed you're going in there for some Prep H and some denture cream. One, don't confuse the two. Two, let me watch your dog.
Okay. Didn't happen that way.
Really glad you said let me watch your dog and let me help you with those things. If you'd have said that, I'd been like, I don't know, man, that.
I feel like maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's hot. It is hot. You can't leave your pets. Your kids in the car. You can't do it.
Your pet kids?
Your pets or
your
kids.
Your pet kids.
Y'all got pets, pet kids.
I got pet kids, man. They're great. They don't listen always. I'm like, sit!
I got so many pet kids.
Yeah, that's right.
I got tons of them.
Man.
Yeah, if it's 70 degrees outside.
How hot is it in the car?
Over 100 degrees.
Are you kidding me?
It's like molten lava.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a stretch.
No, oh, it man. Is.
The lava it's thing is a bit of a
billion a degrees.
Mm-hmm. Well, big show this morning.
Big, yeah. Just huge, humongous show.
Huge show.
Coming up at 8:40.
Marsha!
No.
Why did you say Marsha with a girl's voice?
I don't know.
Yeah, you ain't taking those days. You've been watching
2016
too many
days
seasons,
of our lives,
bro.
Sammy Brady.
Who?
From Days of Our Lives.
This is
addressed to you.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Play this. I need to hear what's happening.
You want
to
hear what's
I gotta
happening?
I got to know on? The update on the dress. Hashtag the dress. What
Here's
color
the
is it?
The one that Carrie was supposed to wear.
Oh, no.
And
what? Yeah, you know what? I don't need a trip down.
You know what I think you do? Yes, I think you do. I think you do, Sammy. You know, this is the dress when we almost got married the second time.
Whoa.
The one that Mike and Carrie stopped when they found out the truth of Will's paternity.
The paternity?
And, oh, wow, this is the one from our almost wedding in Vegas.
Yeah, well, there's more.
Oh.
How many more? I almost married Franco in.
What?
This is the one that I was going to wear when I got to marry Brandon.
What?
This is the one that I was going to wear the first time I was going to marry Lucas.
The first time?
I
How many
that.
Times is she going to marry Lucas?
Man.
Whoa, dude. Good.
Poor. And then it says, poor Sammy, LOL.
Sammy. Poor Sammy.
Hey,
bringing
Sammy.
The drama.
I think I know what's happening. You know what Days of Our Lives is. Have you guys... Okay, we're talking about this terrible news that happened at Disney World.
Yeah.
So, the Magic Kingdom and in Disneyland and Disney World has this ride called the Haunted Mansion.
That's
Do
right.
Do you remember the bride, the crazy bride?
Oh, yeah.
Sammy's story is the prequel...
Man.
...to the
right.
crazy bride in the Haunted Mansion.
You're right. Sammy, well, that's her character name on Days of Our Lives, which apparently she's not on right now, but there's
no, she left in 2015.
It's supposed to be a comeback.
But she won a Daytime Emmy Award her last season.
She could be coming back any day now.
You should talk to her about that, because I know
why
you're stoked.
She's calling in.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I want to ask her and say, how many times has your character, number one, died and come back to life, number two, gotten married or almost gotten married, and then number three, when are you going back on the show?
Yeah.
Yep. Allison Sweeney will be joining us at 8:40.
Just so proud. Proud of booking that one.
Yep.
Proud of booking that one.
I'm proud.
Days of Our Lives, guys.
Let's do me some news over here.
I'm okay with that. Are you guys okay with that? I mean...
Tote's cool, bro.
I'm ready to do this.
I'm excited about it. I want to talk about this thing going on in the mountains over there.
Oh, yeah. All that smoke.
Let me tell you, you thought your Uncle Roy was a smoker. Well, he's nothing compared to the Manzano Mountains.
Hey-o!
The Doghead Fire has actually burned an estimated 800 to 1,000 acres in the mountains over there, the Manzano Mountains. Crews say the lions are holding. A fire in the Manzano Mountains, first reported on Tuesday around noon, has now grown to between an estimated 800 and 1,000 acres in size, forcing some nearby residents to evacuate. This fire has been dubbed the Doghead Fire and is located on Cibola National Forest and National Grasslands Mountain Air Ranger District. It is burning about a quarter acre south of the boundary of Isleta Pueblo, about 59 miles southeast of Albuquerque. The fire is located between... What is these words I cannot pronounce? Tajike?
Yes.
Chalili?
Oh, yes.
Keep going.
And is burning in a northeasterly direction. Here's... I'm not trying to make everybody scared, but Albuquerque would be northwest of the fire, right? Because it's southeast of us. Mm-hmm. So we're talking probably, what, like Moriarty, Estancia, that direction? But that I'm not sure it would... go that far. But it says the lines are holding. So that's good.
Good. Good.
They're doing a good job over there. It was kind of weird. We went to Astro Zombies yesterday for comics, and it was like, what is that over there? Yeah. Oh, that's on the other side of the... Man, that's a huge fire.
And then I told him about the hollowed out mountain.
He did. Did you know there's a hollowed out mountain with like nuclear weapons and stuff? Everybody knows about it. It's like, yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah. I got a tour once.
Nuh-uh! Come on, man.
I'm kidding.
Oh!
No.
I just got really mad.
Hey. Can't take a tour in there.
You want to come check it out?
It's not open to the public.
When I was a little kid, it was like all I dreamt about was... Remember when we were in Las Cruces broadcasting and we had my best friend growing up, you know, Derek Mitchell on the show?
Yeah.
His dad worked over there. He helped... what's the term? When you draw it up and create it and build it and do all those things.
He was an architect?
Yeah, something like that. He designed the Patriot missile. Was it the Patriot or the Tomahawk?
Wow.
He helped design one of those missiles.
I think you said Tomahawk yesterday. Yeah.
It was one of those missiles. He helped design it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, wait, what's going on over there? And it's like, I'd tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
It's all down, man.
I'm like, I'm never talking to anybody again. Thanks, father figure.
I will be your father, big.
If you're not taking vacation days at work because you think it might hurt your career, maybe the boss will look down on you, you want to work hard. You're a hard worker. Mm-hmm. You're wrong. A new survey found you're more likely to get a raise if you take at least 11 vacation days a year.
I bet I know why.
Why?
Because when you're gone... Hopefully they'll miss you.
People miss you. They get a new appreciation for what you do.
That
makes
it.
Complete sense, Dex.
I bet you that's what it is.
Nail on the head there, friend. A real estate website called Estately just ranked all 50 states from best to worst using these 8 non-traditional criteria. We're talking Arby's locations, vape shops, magicians, and Nickelback concerts per capita. Facebook fans of Chris Brown and Gwyneth Paltrow's newsletter, Goop, and the total Google searches for egg salad recipes and hoverboards.
Wow.
I will say that's definitely a non-traditional criteria for a ranking. New Hampshire is the best state. Nevada is the worst state.
I heard New Mexico is one of the worst as well.
Really? You got a lot of... Nickelback concerts out here?
Yeah, a lot of Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Look, New Mexico is one of the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
They just announced a lot of really good shows, though.
Sixth worst.
Yeah.
Where's Mississippi on this list? 38th.
Not a lot of venues in Mississippi.
No, not at all.
The whole state.
And not a lot of internet, either.
Yeah.
But there's a ton of people who Google... egg salad recipes, I'll tell you that much.
I do love me a good egg
salad. And magicians.
Too, man.
You got to watch out for those magicians.
I love magicians.
45th. First in Chris Brown fans. That's Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
First also in hoverboard searches. That's because people are going, they got a hoverboard? Like on Back from the Future? Dang. What is that?
Back from the Future.
Some guy caught a bee in his house, and he forced that bee to watch Bee Movie before letting it go.
That is awesome.
You know what you're going to do, you little buzzer? Watch Bee Movie. You'll never come in this house.
Considered a form of torture in some places.
Well, I was reading about it, and some people I don't know if he was live Facebooking at the time or something, but he was doing something where people could comment. And someone said, hey, you're going to kill the bee because he had it in a jar. The bee's going to die. So he let the bee out.
He did.
And the bee's like walking on his keyboard while the bee movie's playing on his computer.
Wow. He put up a survey on Twitter. He said, what do I do with the bee? 14% said free him. 86% said make him watch bee movie.
Gosh.
So that's what he did.
That's good.
Did you guys see bee movie?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Oh, gosh.
What?
Really?
You didn't like that movie?
No. I'm like a snob, I guess, because I tend to mostly only like
when it comes
Pixar
to children's
movies.
Films.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I'm like, I just don't feel like that was actually. Yeah, it was all right.
The character development was pretty shoddy.
I mean, I am the same guy that said that cars really made a mistake when they put their eyes on the windshield because everybody knows that the headlights are the eyes of cars. I mean, let's be honest.
Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Oh, good morning, guys. I forgot what I was going to tell you. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Well, shucks. That was a long wait. I remember under Sandia, my conspiracy theory is that there are underground tunnels that hook Los Alamos to Sandia, to UCLA, and to NORAD.
Wow.
Boom. Underground tunnels.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Bullet train style, like the tube.
That's awesome. To UCLA, I wish I could catch a ride.
It's a long way.
Yeah, it's a huge tube, man.
You made that
all. It's a 30-minute ride.
30 minutes? Oh,
did you
do?
30 minutes.
I want to know
the bullet tube.
How much of this is just personal speculation and
all of it?
None.
None. Okay, where is 100%. This info coming from?
Dex says he knew a guy. I know a guy.
Okay. That's good.
Okay.
Hang up before you get dressed.
Wait.
Yeah, I don't want to get. Right, one more time, go for it.
Does your friend, is his name, does his last name Nori, and does he work for Coast to Coast Radio?
No, but it's funny you mention it. I kind of listened to him at 2:00 in the morning.
I wouldn't imagine that.
What?
He goes by the name of Uncle.
I wouldn't imagine you doing anything else at 2:00 in the morning.
There you go, man. Thank you so
much.
Thanks,
man.
Love you.
All right. Dex, someone on the live line says you need to show us how you control the bees.
How you control the bees.
I don't even
bees,
know what
man.
That means.
I'll have to show you one of these days.
Do you control them?
Oh, great.
I'll tell you the story one of these days. I'm just not ready to share it with you.
Okay. Yet. You got like a conniving grin on your face when I said
that. That's a good story. I saved my brother's life.
No, stop.
It's a true story.
That's not.
Is it the same way you saved your brother's life when you hid from him for hours in the junkyard and he walked around and said, I'm going to kill you.
He'd be serving a life sentence in prison if
you
I wouldn't
saved
have
him, man.
Hidden the car.
Man was charged for a false threat to the Albuquerque City Hall building. Update. The man Albuquerque police arrested Monday afternoon amid a false active shooting and hostage situation report crawled through a window in the City Hall lobby and started yelling that there was a shooter in the building. KOB cameras caught 28-year-old Daniel Olguin being led from City Hall in handcuffs Monday afternoon as SWAT teams swept the building. He faces one charge of breaking and entering and two charges of false imprisonment, all felonies.
Man.
According to a criminal complaint for his arrest, he was the initiator of the entire incident. An officer wrote in his criminal complaint that he appeared to be under the influence of narcotics and was very nervous. Olguin, is being held on a $12,500 cash or surety bond at the Metropolitan Detention Center. Mm. And speaking of breaking and entering, Kevin Hart lost $500,000 worth of stuff in a burglary. Somebody broke into his house in Tarzana, California over the weekend and stole $500,000 worth of stuff, including jewelry, watches, and clothes. He and his family were away at the time. Kevin Hart called police when he got back on Monday. The thieves pried open a back door to get in, but what's interesting is that he lives in a private neighborhood behind two security gates. He had surveillance cameras inside and outside the house, and police are looking through the footage now.
Man. All right, we got to take a break. Big show today.
Huge.
Whiskey Tango when we come back. Some good news. Good morning, Starman. Hang out.
Got up. Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
What's happening, guys?
Don't do this.
Eating yogurt in the AM with my lactose intolerant stomach and what?
We'll do it live!
Well, good morning. Just a beautiful, beautiful morning. 7:10.
High today of 95 degrees.
Traffic. Nothing going on right now. Have a great day. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic. 585 Live. You can text the show. 585-5483. Coming up, a former Marine saved dozens of lives during the shooting in Orlando. America's Got Talent. Oh, there was some talent last night.
Was there?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Someone else got the golden buzzer.
Okay. I don't even know what that means.
Yes, you do.
It's like in Quidditch.
Remember last week?
When you
week?
Get the snitch.
Remember Ooh. The little 12-year-old like girl?
That ends it.
Who got the buzzer from Howie? She was a really good singer.
Yeah.
Someone else got the golden buzzer.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, we'll do it in a little bit. I want to wait till the most people are listening because that people really care about that show.
No, I don't think they do.
Yeah, they do.
Actually, a lot of people do, Steve-O, statistically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one rated show.
No, it is not.
Of all time.
That's not true, even a little. What is the number one rated television show of all time?
Oh, yeah.
Days of Our Lives. Now, we don't know if that's true or not. I mean it's
TV
pretty
show
popular.
Of all time.
It's been on many, many years.
Top rated TV show of all time?
The best 100 programs. Interesting.
Depends on who you're looking
for. Friends.
The time. Picture is of Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, according to Time Magazine.
That was the most popular sitcom?
Best show of all time, yeah.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Yeah. Because it is.
Coming up at 8:40.
I guess you never know who you're going to end up with.
You don't.
Yeah. It kind of surprises you, all right.
I mean, here I am with Brandon. After I met him, he beat Austin to a bloody pulp, and now here we are.
Yeah. Well, it won't last long. I'm sure you'll do something to screw it up.
Oh. Sammy, you going to take that?
Don't
Boy,
take it.
You ever wrong, Brady.
Yeah.
This time I'm catching the brass ring. A nice gold band, too, while I'm at it. Brandon and I are going to live happily ever after.
Wow.
Man. Sammy. Sammy Brady.
Pretty legit.
I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, Why you not? Booked it. Coming up at 8 a.m., we're going to play today's episode of Days of Our Lives. We got the whole episode. They sent us the whole episode today. Yeah.
By the way, if we're going by ratings, viewership.
Mm-hmm.
The most watched cable series of all time, AMC's The Walking Dead.
Wait, cable or network TV?
Cable.
We cable need network series. TV.
Okay.
Allison Sweeney, 8:40. Steve-O booked it.
I did.
Don't know why, but, you know, I don't know why it doesn't.
Why not?
The most watched entertainment series, like on...
like TV...
Network TV is NCIS.
Of all time?
That's what it's saying.
It's a pretty good one. I don't really watch it, but when I have sat down and watched NCIS, it was pretty good.
Because if you look up... Yeah. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I remember when I called around the first time.
Finally.
I was going to ask you... Yeah, well, instead of freaking tubes running for Los Alamos, I was going to ask y'all a good question is if she ever practices the dun 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 look, like the soap opera.
What?
And yeah, the soap opera look, you know, when they, the panorama on the face, the close up.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, if they ever sit there and practice that in the mirror.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like
I always, you know, when I watch soap operas, because, you know, I mean, you could say that. A lot of shows are just soap operas. I mean, there's a lot of nighttime
drama.
Nighttime TV
WWE.
Shows.
Oh, man, I love WWE.
Yeah, they definitely have good soap opera storylines.
That's the one, man.
But I love in soap operas how they always have the dramatic look.
Yeah.
Yeah. when they're leaving, or if they see somebody they know and they just lock eyes, and it's 3 or 4 seconds of them just staring at each other. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start doing that in real life.
Do that to me a lot.
That was good.
Man.
We just had a moment.
We did.
I don't feel like we established a bond of trust, though. It felt like untrust, mistrust.
Mm-hmm.
I like untrust.
Untrust to you. You're untrustable.
Let's jump into this.
Okay.
Whiskey Tango.
Listen, guys. It's been a week of sad news.
Oh, yeah.
From Orlando to Christina Grimmie to this little toddler. We need a win. We need a win. We are told in Scripture that if we will not praise the Lord, the rocks will cry out. Creation will cry out. Well, that's exactly what happened this week when 24-year-old Samuel White, he got pulled over in Bryan, Texas last week for speeding. He knew the cops would find out about the warrant that was out for his arrest.
Uh-oh.
So he panicked.
Okay.
And he drove off like an idiot. But he quickly crashed his car into another car. So he got out and he ran.
Uh-oh.
And he ran and he ran and he ran. And eventually he lay down in a field. I need the music to stop because he's in a field now. I'm in a field. They'll never find me in this field.
Never.
That's right.
And the cops are searching, and the cops are like,
where is he, see? Do you see him over there, Niner?
No. What? Hey, what state are we in?
We're in Texas, man.
Okay. I don't see him, but I'll tell you what I do see. Tons of just wide open spaces, man.
Hey, man, you see all them cows over there congregating?
Those cows are huge. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Hey, man, hey. What are them cows doing?
Wait a second.
What?
That cow don't... Something about that cow ain't sit right with me. Why are all those cows staring at the same spot, man? What is it over there? Is that a big bucket of feed or something? All right, let's go check it out there, Niner.
All right.
Hey, man, there's a dude over here. Hang on, I'm coming. Even though I'm standing right beside you, I thought I'd still use my walkie.
Copy that, Niner.
Feels real fancy. I love being fancy with my job, you know? When I was a kid, I'd sit around and be like, can't wait till I can just use a walkie-talkie all the time.
So the cops go to this field where these cows are literally like standing in a circle staring. And they just surrounded Samuel and just waited for the cops.
Over here, moo.
Yeah. He was busted, arrested, facing several charges.
Just realized perpetrator is standing here amidst all these cats. I mean, one thing you can say, dairy is.
Oh my gosh, yes! Yes! Greatest thing you've ever said on the show. There he is.
I'd like to accept this award on behalf of the Morning Invasion.
Yep, you did
this
it, buddy.
This is what I actually sound like. Yeah, we have a good time. Wake up really early in the morning, go to work. It's pretty fun, you know. Hate each other, but we get through it. We make jokes.
That's right.
But yeah, I want to thank God. I want to thank Tupac. And yeah.
Bill Peterson just chimed in and said that was a dumb bit. To which I reply, hey man, I ain't got no beef with you. Yeah. That wasn't a bit, dumb. That was real.
Real life.
It happened in Texas.
Whiskey Tango.
Texas.
Yeah, I just called Bill dumb.
It's okay.
Yeah.
He's used to it.
Yeah. He's got three. Yeah. Thanks to the cows who got that dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cows are great, man.
Whiskey Tango, Texas.
You know that criminal was laying on the ground going, move.
Yeah.
Move.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And then he'd laugh to himself, move. They're going to find me.
Oh, man.
I love it.
fantastic.
What's wrong?
What is that?
What's the cow say? What's the cow say? What's a cow say?
Moo.
That was pretty fantastic.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up.
Coming up.
8:40. Sammy Brady.
Nice.
Days of Our Lives.
Nice.
We found her lurking outside.
Lurking? You threw me out of the party. God. Oh, my God. What is that?
What does she see?
Blood? God, huh? As if it's any surprise to you. It is a surprise. Who knew someone hates you more than I do?
Why did she just stop
lying? You put the blood in the cake and everyone knows that you did.
Blood in the cake?
Okay. He was sick. And I could kill you. I could kill you with it.
No.
Sammy.
Oh, Sammy. Her.
What happened?
And then I can't believe the YouTube says, love it when Sammy and Kate fight. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, we're interviewing Allison Sweeney at 8:40.
Thanks, Steve-O.
You're welcome. I got the call yesterday and said my co-host loves his stories. Yeah. He would love to interview a top soap opera star.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mom. Sammy Brady will be
on
the show.
So what is she promoting?
The Hallmark movie.
She's got another Hallmark movie.
It's Murder, She Baked.
Murder, She Baked.
It's a deadly recipe. It's the fourth entry in the Hallmark movies.
Deadly recipe.
Okay.
Yeah. She's the executive producer.
You're an executive.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, so you guys are talking about wanting to hear some kind of good news.
Yeah.
This is something kind of big that involves everybody. Over the past good little while there, for example, let's say you had one internet service provider and you want to go to like Netflix, but they're not getting any money from Netflix. So when you are on that website, no matter what device you're using, it would turn down the internet speed so it wouldn't work as well. A bill was passed or something was determined where no matter who you use for internet, they cannot adjust the internet speed depending on the website you go to.
Hey,
so that way, things, and then that's been kind of a big thing. So what would happen is, let's say, one big internet provider or so on that said, all right, Netflix, if you want to work well with us, you got to give us a little bit of your revenue. And instead of saying, well, but why? So that's a big thing that happened over the past couple days.
That's good news.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, it's something that's... that's a thing. Hey, the sun came up this morning. That's another thing.
Okay, now
that's
you're,
a good
now
thing.
You're just getting generic.
Yeah.
And you know what would make everything better?
What?
If
Tao
started singing Disney classics again. I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
I got a fan base.
He can't sing.
I got a fan base for it, but I don't know if
make everything better.
I don't know if I'm ready to give it to the people.
We would have to bring back a character in order to.
And he moved on. That character moved on. Mm. He's in a better station in life.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, he got a job.
Yeah, I feel like he was right here with us at all times.
Got an email from him, says he's got a new family.
Man.
Living a brand new life.
Hmm. Well, maybe he should give us a quick little call.
Nope.
Anyhow, you have a good day. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Dude, I feel terrible we missed one with that cow story.
No, we didn't.
We did. The live line just chimed in and realized, you know, it helped us realize why the guy ran.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was pulled over by the police and then... you know, worn out for his rest, so he immediately took off. And we were told by the live line that criminal ran because there was a lot at stake. Because there was a lot at stake.
I just don't get the joke.
Yeah, because like steak is cow.
It's okay. Hey,
there's a
it's
lot,
okay.
There's a lot at stake.
We're not going to shoot you.
That was good.
Shoot.
We're not going to eat you.
RG on the live line says we need to use dramatic voices to ask all of our questions of Allison Sweeney.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Man, you think she's going to get...
That's actually a really good idea, RG.
And someone else wanted to shout out to Dex for the Okie Dokie Yo song that is now added to the playlist that is currently stuck in their head.
Okie Dokie Yo!
Gosh. Anytime, guys. Anytime. When we come back... AGT happened last night.
What?
Ugh, no. No.
AGT. AGT. There was a pretty good performance. Pretty good talent last night on AGT.
Oh, yeah!
So we'll play some of that when we come back to There's more headlines.
Also, shout out to the person that asked, was that bit straight off the top of your dome, brothers? Because that was straight dope. I love y'all. Keep up the great and hilarious work. That's called improv, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
We just, you know, had a story. Rolled with it.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling with the homies, if you will.
Yep.
Clueless.
That was not a good example.
No, not at all.
But it's okay.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
I ain't got no words.
The rapper Lil Wayne's hospitalized in stable condition, according to his publicist, after suffering two minor seizures on board his private plane and making two emergency landings in Omaha, Nebraska.
Orlando Regional Medical Center is still treating survivors from the nightclub shooting rampage in Orlando over the weekend. Of the more than 50 people sent to the hospital, six remain in critical condition.
Donald Trump has yanked the Washington Post's press credentials after the Post wrote the story of how Trump suggested President Obama's policies might be linked to the shooting in some way.
The Democratic primary in Washington, D.C., the last primary of the presidential election year.
The Democratic National Committee confirms its computer networks have been penetrated by Russian hackers.
Martha Stewart, welcome to the growing meal kit business.
Amarillo police and SWAT teams responding to calls of a gunman taking people hostage at a Walmart along I-27. Suspect was later shot and killed. We're told no shoppers or employees were hurt.
Net neutrality rules, which were unveiled last year, have been upheld by a U.S. appeals court.
Police supervisor and his wife hacked to death in a suburb of Paris.
Americans were shopping again in May, buying more cars and other things. Retail sales increased 0.5%.
Charitable giving in the U.S. reached an all-time high last year, more than $373 billion.
Am I now? You're ready. I'm ready. Yeah. Okie dokie, yo. It's the truth.
High
today of 95 degrees.
I hate this song. Shut up. There's an accident at I-25 South at Montgomery Boulevard. Reported at 7:30 a.m. So about 7 minutes ago. And if you are southbound on 25, maybe you're coming off Paseo, already getting stacked up out there, guys. Again, accident I-25 South at Montgomery. That's exit 228. That's your look at traffic.
Okie dokie, yo.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okie dokie, yo. Is that true? Yes.
Theme song. Bless you.
Excuse me. I got a dairy allergy, guys. It just makes me sneeze.
You know what? Whenever somebody sneezes around me, I'm gonna go. Can you not do that?
Do you itch anything?
I'm sorry. Can you what?
Do you itch when you?
I mean, good. Dude, I got eaten alive by mosquito. Look at how big that mosquito
is. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okie dokie. Is that what he's saying? I swear he's speaking Japanese.
No, he's.
I swear I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
Okay.
Coming up at 8:40, Sammy Brady.
Anyone here knows of just cause of why these two people should not be lawfully wedded?
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Speak now.
Here it comes.
Days or forever, lives, hold your peace.
Here it comes. Just wait for it.
Oh!
They just shut Sammy up.
Oh,
they are escorting her out.
Man,
get out of the house.
Oh, who's that?
That is a beautiful chapel.
Right. Yes, yes, absolutely perfect. All right, man. So please.
Sammy can't say anything.
Yeah.
LOL.
Yeah.
Dude, you found the best little clip.
This.
Great.
We are interviewing Allison Sweeney.
That's right. That's right, everybody.
Do you want to post a picture? Did anybody post a picture?
I didn't. I forgot.
I'll find one.
Allison Sweeney, you know her as Sammy Brady from Days of Our Lives. Steve-O booked it, as you know.
It's funny because you're like, who is that? But if you have any, like, if you have a fourth party understanding of soap operas.
Yeah, when she's like one of the queens.
You'll go, oh yeah, that girl.
She was also
she's the biggest loser,
right? She was also
she was the host.
She was the host.
And now she's going to be talking to us about Murder, She Baked.
She baked her new, just riveting series on the home.
A chocolate chip cookie mystery was the first one.
A plum pudding mystery.
Ooh.
That's what I'm talking about.
A peach cobbler mystery.
Murder, She Baked.
And the latest, a deadly recipe.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, man. Hallmark movie.
Mm-hmm.
She plays Hannah Swenson.
I think this is the picture I'm going to post.
Is that an earthquake?
Yeah.
Here, you want me to do it?
Yeah, you
just
got
link
it.
The IMDb.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
There you go.
You got it.
Okay.
Hey, you got it over.
I got it.
8:40. I know everybody's excited.
Moms, if you would like to get a question for Allison, we're posting it.
Or dads. My mom loves Days of Our Life. Still watches.
If you're stuck at home watching your kids, you're like, man, I just need some riveting, mysterious drama right now.
Mm-hmm.
Time for some Murder, She Baked. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man.
It's like, whoa, just got done doing 300-pound deadlifts, four rounds for time. Oh, my gosh. And then I chopped down that tree, polished all my guns, drank everything in sight, and killed all the bears. Mm. I need to do something else to relax.
You guys are nuts.
It's time for Murder, She Baked, because I'm a man. I get it.
I get it.
I'm with you guys.
I hear you. Last night, AGT. America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch the episode last night.
Dex, you've been talking about this all morning. What do you mean you didn't watch
it? Why do I need to watch it when I have YouTube?
Oh, okay.
All I got to do is pull up the best clips from last night.
No, because then you missed like some of the
stuff. I watched it this morning.
You might not be a millennial in age, but you're definitely one in attitude.
Yeah.
There's our first one from last night's AGT. A diverse. 12-member high school a cappella group reminds us that there is power in numbers. Come on, play.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name?
We are One Voice.
Where are you from?
No, you're not.
We're from Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee.
There it is.
There are 143 of them on stage.
We are an a cappella group, so we all perform together.
How do you all know each other?
We go to the same high school.
Really?
We have football players, people
in
really...
In this group?
Yes.
Who's
we have two.
You're a football player? What's your name, sir? Give him the mic.
Hey, Cam. I'm Jeremy. Player.
So why did you don't you want to focus on football?
Jocks can't sing.
Yeah, I do a lot of things around the school, so everybody's supportive. And well, that's great. Are the relationships here, boyfriends and girlfriends, or anybody?
No.
Oh, come on.
I mean, but there might be a crush.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah.
See, that's...
You've got a crush Jeremy. On someone.
Who?
Nobody else knows that except you, Jeremy.
That was so funny.
To say it,
Jeremy.
All right. Let's hear you, One Voice.
What do you think? Do you think they're going to be good or bad?
I think they're going to be an a cappella group, and who cares?
I'm so tired
of a cappella groups.
And
what?
I think they're...
Ugh.
Listen, they're sticking by the playbook. They totally are. One of the producers said, all right, look, you guys are a group of kids from Memphis. Who cares? You can sing a cappella. What do you have? What do you have? I'll tell you what you have. You have a secret crush within the group.
No.
Now viewers are going to vote for
Heck
these
yeah,
guys
man.
Just to see who the crush
just
is.
See, yeah. They want to know.
Yep, here they are.
But you have the man.
I'm with, dude, look at Simon. He's like, come on.
Not bad.
Whatever. That girl in the middle with the excellent voice is really all you need. She could have done that with...
No way. Yes. That's talent right there, man.
I mean, come on.
They got sense.
There's three beatboxers doing the exact same thing.
You know what
thing.
I wish I could be
really
in an a cappella
that?
Group? Hi-hat guy. I just want to go...
Yeah.
I'll be Tom 3. Just random, like...
What?
I feel like we
Tom Green just random like it's like it's random. What?
Okay, so let's move on to the next clip.
Oh, do we have to?
You know what? Stop it right now.
Okay.
You're ruining my bit.
Turn his mic off.
That's fine. Enjoy it.
Just turn his mic off.
I love it.
I'm going to cut your mic.
Can I go use a bathroom?
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No. Steve-o?
No, he can. Yes, no, he can.
During the segment, because I'm...
You know what? Fine, leave. Just leave.
Trust me,
next time
Dex.
You have a bit, I'm just going to leave.
Will you trust me on this, though? Because you know he's lactose intolerant. He's been eating yogurt.
Just so
I almost
good.
Want him to stay now.
But it's got, like,
foolish.
Probiotics, it's a, and it's making me healthier. Mistake. That's what I've heard.
He ruins my bit, I ruin his pants.
Oh my.
Well, he did wear the brown pants.
Who are you?
Let's see. Let's
that go. Was the weirdest thing. Okay.
A 13-year-old brings some clean humor.
Hey-o.
To the America's Got Talent stage. That's right. It's time for some stand-up comedy.
Welcome to America's Got Talent. What's your name and how old are you?
She's not even
I
an American.
I am Lori Mae Hernandez and I'm 13 years old.
13 years old. What are you going to be doing for us today?
I'm going to be doing stand-up comedy.
Wow.
Oh my God.
How are you? How long have you been doing stand-up?
About 3 years now.
How did you start?
My dad, he got Bell's palsy, and
oh, it's dang.
Her dad got Bell's palsy.
You didn't see that one coming, did you, Howie?
Wait, come on.
You guys know.
Is her dad Buck?
I'm the official spokesperson for the Bell's palsy community
oh,
of Albuquerque.
My gosh, you really, really, really are.
When I saw this story last
Steve-o,
night on America's Got Talent, I said, I have to play this because... It'll give me a chance to talk about Bell's palsy. It's no joke. And why are you laughing,
Steve-o? Of course you said that. Bell's palsy.
Stroke is no joke.
Yeah, I know.
Bell's palsy, you are the silent killer.
I have a good friend named Aaron Buck Burnett who has been struck by the palsy.
Oh, my God.
Not once. Not twice.
Three times a lady.
Three times a lady.
Three times a palsy.
He's still around. He's still alive.
So I guess it's not the silent killer because he's still alive.
So yeah, this little girl, 13 years old, she goes up there and she's doing it for her dad because, you know, he got struck with Bell's palsy, which is awful.
Okay.
That's when half the side of your face gets paralyzed.
Right.
It's awful. It's just terrible.
It's going to become hard for my dad to smile.
Yeah.
We're ready.
All right. America's Got Talent. This is amazing. I wouldn't have missed this for the world. I even turned down a really big job to be here. Yeah, have you ever seen Disney Channel? Well, I was going to babysit two little girls that really like Disney Channel. Let's talk about that for a minute. I am not a high school graduate. I haven't even been to high school. I don't have a driver's license. I can't even sit in the front seat. I'm still on safety scissors, people.
Amen. I am too.
But you are going to leave your beloved child, the one who is carrying on your name to the next generation, with me.
Steva?
Yeah.
Are you saying that she's not funny?
This is really bad.
It's not really, it's good.
It's just great, man.
My
she's 13 years old,
yeah,
by
okay,
the way.
Stop cutting.
The only qualification to be a babysitter is that I used to be a baby. I mean, that's crazy. That's like saying, hey, you're sick a lot. You want to be my doctor?
Yeah.
Or weren't you the host of a reality show? You want to be president of the United States?
Oh! Boom!
Thank you, everyone.
That's right, everybody. Woo!
Nope.
She just burn-faced Donald Trump.
Okay.
All right. Maybe you're not into that. Let's move on to the next contestant.
This is why I don't watch these stupid shows. Oh, you know what? We actually got a listener on the live line who chimed in, who said, because they watched this, and they said, you need to get that hate rate out of here, Steve-O. Mm. Simon said that a cappella group is awesome, blah, blah, blah. And then someone else said, Sal Valentin.
Oh, I'm getting to that one. Say this, yeah.
Was the best last night.
What'd you say, Dex, just then?
Steve was about ready to ruin it.
How?
Let me set this up.
Okay.
His name is Sal Valentininity.
Dang, Sal Valentininity.
Sal Valentininity.
Is that true?
Yes.
And this guy gets up on stage.
Sal Valentinetti.
There you go. He might have gotten the golden buzzer.
I still don't know what that means. Says he did.
What is your name? My name's Sal Valentinetti.
Yeah,
I'm from Long Island, New York, and I came here to sing today.
Way! I'm from New York as well. That's crazy.
I'm new in New York. I love it. Pieces for my
live
cousin's
in Brooklyn.
Place.
I love it. Sal Valentinetti. This is my boy. This is my
wife?
Cousin.
Oh, I'm 20. I'm too young.
Oh, you're 20 years old. Me. Wow. Do you have a girlfriend?
Heidi Klum. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
What is that cackle?
Oh, boy.
Tell me why you've entered the show, Sal.
I want to make something of myself.
Wait,
I want
can
to bring
you just
back
rewind
like
it real quick? I just want to highlight that cackle one more time.
That was just like
who
a weird...
Who is that?
That's just somebody in the audience.
Is that Simon?
Oh, wow. Do you have a girlfriend?
Heidi Klum, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, man.
Just
oh,
probably a witch in the audience. Go ahead.
Pretty sure that's weird. Sal's mom.
I want to make something of myself. I want to bring back like those Dean Martin-style roasts.
Yeah.
I want to have fun.
How does a 20-year-old get interested in these kind of Dean Martin kind of, that's kind of old
My
school.
Grandmother. She ended up passing away, and the music was all I had to remember her by. The Italian families are matriarchs are what's most important.
Steve-O knows all about that.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving a mark?
Growing up in Brooklyn and whatnot.
The Italian family.
Yeah. I just. Yeah.
My beautiful mother is in here tonight somewhere. And you know what? My mother is everything to me, guys.
Oh, there she is.
Okay. Well, are you going to be our entertainment now?
I'm going to entertain you like you've never been entertained before.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
As a matter of fact, I didn't come here to try out. I came here to win.
That's right. Wow. You did, Sal.
I like that. Sal, good luck.
Thank you very much. Let's go.
Let's go, Sally! Let's go, Sal!
Who is that?
That's me.
Bodyguard?
Sorry, I was screaming.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I am certain I've lived. This life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this.
He did it his way. He did it his way.
I did it my
way.
You're ruining the song.
No,
shut up.
I'm not.
Just cut his mic off.
Thank you. Is a man, what has he got?
Sing it, Sal.
If not himself, then he has not.
Yes.
To say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels.
Need him to go higher.
The record shows.
Come on.
Sal took all the blows. Yeah. I did it my way.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah, he did.
Turn my mic back on.
Behave, okay?
I'm trying to. I just
you need
you
to
know.
Behave.
Being from New York, you see this on the subways every day, you know? So it's like, no big deal. Somebody going to do Frank. Somebody going to do Dean, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You even got a little Sammy Davis Jr. over here. Uh-huh. Joey Bishop, if you're really into the Rat Pack, you know who that is. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a big thing, you know?
Yeah, okay.
I just hear it all the time.
Well, Heidi.
Heidi loved him.
Shout out to the Live Line.
Hey, it's not over
shout
yet.
Shout out to the Live Line. I agree with Steve-O. These shows are stupid. You don't really need talent. Just a sad story.
Heidi's about ready to do something.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Do you want to know how I feel about you?
She's going to give him the golden buzzer.
Do you?
Tell me.
I tell you right now. You
He got the golden buzzer! He got the golden buzzer!
What does that mean?
It means he moves on to the live show.
Just automatically?
Automatic.
I don't even know what that means.
It means that to everybody else, they have to try out still. Even though they make it, like they get the yeses from the judges.
Then you got to go into like the pack of 160 or whatever.
Exactly.
And then they whittle it down to the top 96.
This guy makes it to the live show where then the audience
gets to vote.
Season 4,
it was 3 years long.
Sal Valentinetti is moving on. He got the golden buzzer last night. That's right.
He did have a silky smooth voice.
Heck
I will
yeah,
say that.
He did. That was amazing. Did.
But so does everybody who plays any casino that's like, hey, I'm a tribute to Frank.
That's
okay.
Not nice.
It was good.
Take it back.
I agree with Teo, though. I was waiting for him to like belt something out and just
what?
Go up
he
there.
Didn't go very
he
high.
Didn't go very high.
But
man.
I bet he will in his next appearance.
Yeah, maybe.
Do any of those old school guys like Dean Martin, do they belt it out? Like, do they go higher
sometimes,
than that?
Sometimes.
Well, he probably can.
I mean, we'll see.
AGT.
It's like 50-50. People are telling me to shut up and to stop and let the New Yorker perform, and then others are like, dude, I agree with Steve-O. Yeah. I agree with this one, though, man. Kids doing comedy routines just seem so insincere to me and so unbelievable, therefore not very funny.
She really wasn't that funny.
It wasn't funny at all!
I don't know, guys.
She wasn't.
She was pretty funny.
No.
But she's 13. I mean, you can't...
You can't say
she's bad.
Well, she wasn't bad. It's just, you know.
Well, she wasn't very good.
Yeah, I mean, 13-year-old doing stand-up comedy.
Good morning.
Our boy Dustin was in studio last week. If you missed that, go catch the podcast last Friday.
That guy's hilarious.
Was it Friday? When was it? Wednesday? I don't even remember anymore. One of the funniest dudes I know. And you know why? Because he was sharing life experiences. There was truth behind it, and it was comical. A 13-year-old doesn't have too many life experiences.
Yeah.
She was talking about babysitting.
Yeah, I know.
Probably a life experience.
Yeah, I just never was.
You didn't listen.
I just don't care.
When we come back, a Marine saved dozens of lives down in Orlando during the shootings. More Whiskey Tango on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Allison Sweeney. Good morning, Starmie. Hang out with us.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
We are back.
The plays are done.
Man, I feel like some Dean Martin right now.
Why?
You're nobody till somebody loves you.
I think I get it.
You.
Good morning.
You're nobody till somebody.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Cares.
You got it, baby.
Got that podcast for you if you get a few minutes of the show every morning. It's like 2 hours of show you're missing.
But gold won't bring you
so hit it up. Morning Invasion on iTunes, Google Play, Star88.fm. Just go to our page. The podcast is right there. Listen.
As sure
skip
it.
I feel like you didn't edit that very well.
Playing a CD, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yo,
nobody till
podcast, hit it up.
But it okay.
804.
High today, 96 degrees, so according to the Weather Channel. Currently 68. Let's take a look at traffic.
Traffic!
There's an accident, two left lanes are blocked. Paseo at Jefferson. That is a headache. And it looks like traffic is stacked. And this is Paseo eastbound at Jefferson. Traffic is stacked to the west of the accident, going about 17 miles an hour. Man. So if you're coming up eastbound on Paseo, heading towards the highway, you're going to have to wait a few minutes. We've also got an accident a little bit south of that, I-25 south at Montgomery.
Sorry about that.
It's okay, buddy. I love you. And an accident, Central Avenue at 47th Street. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
840. Sammy Brady. Days of Our Lives.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check in on the action.
Roberts has a criminal history. She used to be a hooker. She's sold herself for money. She's cheated and lied, and now she's murdered 5 people.
Selecta!
Man, Sammy is just out of control, man.
I know. She has crazy plot lines.
Yeah, she does.
I've been
does.
Looking them up on the internet. I'm like, what are Sammy's
She's the villain of Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm. She's the resident bad girl. What is that? Is she making a witch's brew?
Our company does not believe in animal testing, but we have no moral qualms about testing our chemicals on slutty murderesses.
Whoa! Wow. Did she say
please
that?
Don't test your products on me. I'll do anything. Just please don't.
So, you promise to quit Austin's company and stay out of my way?
Get out of there.
She's in love with Austin.
Oh, my god.
She's in love with Austin.
How many times did Austin die?
Many times. Wow. She was just head over heels in love with Austin.
Goodness, guys, you know. it's getting cray cray up in there.
Yeah, Allison Sweeney will be joining us coming up at 8:40 this morning.
That is a witch's cackle.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Steve-O booked it. I didn't want anything to do with it.
It's okay.
I even saw it yesterday, and I even said out loud, I said, I know you're going to be booking this one later.
He did say that. I was.
Sure enough.
I witnessed it.
Robert, our booking agent, calls him up.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wanted to interview Allison Sweeney.
We all had a group discussion about it, and it was like, maybe we should not get into the whole like daytime drama, soap opera, you know, all that stuff. No.
I think at this point, our booking agents just sit around at work and they just laugh and say, I bet you anything.
You know what?
Those guys down in Albuquerque, we'll just throw them that interview. No, yeah, they'll take it.
Yep.
At this point, they're just booking people just to book them, just to see if we'll take them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hey, she's got a fan club. She's got a fan club. Allison Sweeney, 8:40. Maybe you are excited about it. That's great. All right. Well, let's jump into a heroic story. The shootings in Orlando, just devastating. And the stories are pouring out every day of heroes that were there at the club that night. Like this guy, 24-year-old Imran Yusuf, is a bouncer at the Pulse nightclub. Worked there ever since he got back from serving as a Marine in Afghanistan. He also happens to be Hindu, if you're curious. And when the gunshots started going off, he recognized the sound immediately. He saw a bunch of people panicking in a hallway, and he knew if they could open the door at the end, they could escape. But they were frozen in shock, and they didn't know what to do. So, he jumped over the group of people to get to the door, then opened it up and started getting them out. He said about 60 or 70 people managed to escape, all thanks to what he did.
Wow.
Once they were out, he ran away with them as well. He says he still hasn't fully processed what he experienced that night. Yeah, you're in that situation. You don't know how you're going to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. It was fun. Daniel, our boss, just got to work, and he said he had a nightmare that a shooting happened, and so we started talking about what would be the first thing we would do if something went down. What's our escape route? What's the best place to hide? And then, you know, on campus right now, there's tons of kids here.
Mm.
So do you run over to try to help the kids? What do you do in that situation? I don't know.
I'd go into Rambo mode.
Nice.
Just full on action. Whip out my Bowie knife.
Your M60?
No, dude. M60.
Yeah, he had an M60.
Isn't that like a... Oh. I don't know what I would do. I love Ride by 21 Pilots because it talks about that in the song. How we always say that we'll take a bullet for somebody or we would be willing to do this and do that. And we can say that, but like in real life, when those scenarios really happen,
mm-hmm.
I can't rightly say what I would do
when
like, quote, like survival instinct kicks in or panic mode or whatever it is, because you see people react completely differently when put in a real life situation.
like this fight or flight mentality. And
I mean, like this Marine was saying, so many people were just in shock. They couldn't move. They were so scared.
Well, and in our culture, it's when stuff like that happens, it's really sad and telling. But when I always think back to The Amazing Spider-Man, for some reason, when they were filming in New York City, they were putting this movie together, and there's that crazy scene with Electro in Times Square, right? And there's explosions, and there's all this crazy stuff happening. And Sony said that they had to hire paid extras to react because they were thinking, well, it's New York. There's a lot of people. Here's what we'll do. We're going to film these scenes. They'll be far enough away. And, right, based on explosions and, you know, we'll get some good reaction shots. They had to reshoot because they had to hire people to react because people were running towards it with their phones, not running away from it in fear like they should. Wow. Mm. So I was like, wow. I mean, granted, it's New York City, and maybe they're just used to crap like that. But, yeah, they had to, like, hire extras to react in a negative way to explosions and chaos and, you know, alien invasions.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, oh, cool. So who knows what we'd do? Because we're so desensitized that, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But I guess now thinking about it, it is probably a really good idea to map out
escape
routes.
Oh, we should be prepared.
What you should do in situations like that.
That's why we have trainings here. That's why, absolutely. At the school where my kids are, I know that there are trainings, there are exit strategies, there are kits. We've got the
people, we've got that here,
you know
too.
What I mean? Yeah, I didn't want to go in too much into it with the, you know, we've got leaders, if you will. We know who we're supposed to look for, where we're supposed to go, what we're supposed to do. We get trained on that regularly because you never know. So we should be prepared. We should be aware. But, man.
Yeah, yesterday, if you missed it, we talked a lot about semi-automatic weapons and the three of us really got educated.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people.
It was a great show.
A lot of people got educated yesterday, which was great. It was a great conversation. We talked to Will from Calibers.
Yeah.
And he really gave us some good information about guns, that 95% of all guns are semi-automatic.
Right. And so when we started this conversation yesterday, I would love to tell people, hey, make sure you go back and listen to our conversation in its entirety, because we had this huge discussion on gun control after this mass shooting in Orlando. And, you know, could it have been prevented, this and that? And, of course, there's a lot of rhetoric being spit out from both sides right now. You know, the liberal side of it wants to use this tragedy as a, hey, once again, we need, you know, really strong limits to, you know, guns and blah, 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 blah. And then on the flip side, the Republicans are jumping out quite the opposite, actually. And, you know what I mean? And so you see all of this out on Facebook and the news and everywhere. And so to be able to just have a discussion and go, hey, man, here's what this side says. Here's what this side says. Here's some facts about rifles, semi-automatic rifles. I really enjoyed our conversation. But unfortunately, we had a couple comments from people who didn't get to listen in its entirety. It was like, you liberal morning show people. I'm like, man, yeah, you really got to listen.
Where did you get that from,
I have
guy?
No
because
idea.
Because we never said that we were against guns. I think we always, well, a few times we mentioned that we are
either
all for the Second
or
Amendment.
Our families.
Yeah, we're all for it. And I think the only thing that I said at the beginning was maybe they need to have more restrictions. I don't know.
But
maybe
that's
they
it.
Do. But
you said, I don't know. That's the point. Like, we like to open up a discussion and allow you to think for yourself as a listener, as a human being. We're not going to try and convince anyone of anything because, you know, just as Skip's eloquently put it, man, when we're talking about Jesus, we can't talk anybody into Christianity because someone smarter will come by and talk them out of it later. You have to come to this conclusion in your own mind. You have to truly know what you believe and why you believe it. So we'll present both sides of an argument and allow you guys to conversate. But I think because of that, people go, oh, well, you didn't come out and immediately condemn this, or you didn't condone this, or whatever it is. And so, man, I loved the discussion yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. 338-3700, good morning.
Good morning, how's it going?
Good.
Well, hello.
I just want to call yesterday. You guys had me pretty heated, and then you guys got educated. but one thing that I don't know a lot of people realize, my dad, he's a single-action shooter, and they actually hold the world championship competition here in Edgewood. And they go through 10 rifle rounds, 10 pistol rounds, and anywhere from 2 to 4 shotgun rounds. And a lot of these people will go through that many rounds in less than 20 seconds. So when it comes to semi-automatic, if you have, I don't want to say just training, but because you can even trick out a single-action weapon to where you don't have to completely lever it like it comes from the factory.
Yeah.
And you can burn through rounds like nothing. And they actually do a cops versus cowboys shoot, and they smoke the cops. And the cops are shooting their semi-automatic ARs and their pistols and their semi-automatic shotguns.
I'm trying to understand, why were you heated with us yesterday, first off? And then what is...
I shouldn't have said heated.
People get frustrated and passionate and whatever. So
yeah, I would like to know.
Is it just because we brought it up?
Right. It was before you guys called the owner of from Calibers. Once you guys called him and he broke it down for you guys, it was kind of...
Is it because we didn't understand how a semi-automatic weapon worked? Is that why?
No, well, because you guys kept calling them assault rifles. It's like, it's not assault rifle.
We're losing
you.
We're losing your signal, man. But thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
And here's something else that I would love to tell our listening audience. You guys got to remember that we are a morning show, and sometimes we'll put a topic out there and allow the audience to chime in and give their thoughts, their opinions there. I feel like it would probably surprise a lot of people to learn that I went to a military school and that I was an expert in small bore rifles. Like, I was a marksman shooter, you know what I mean, with my .22. We're not uneducated, but we will at times present something and say, hey, what do you guys think? And the worst thing to do, seriously, but we're all capable, and we all do this, mm-hmm. is to immediately jump to the defense and shut down listening to what somebody is saying.
Yeah.
That's what happens with anything, with religion, with politics, whatever it is. It's like somebody says something, and rather than hear them out, because I remember growing up as a Christian, this is what my family did a lot. Somebody who was either homosexual or somebody who was an atheist or whatever, instead of listening to their story and why they feel this way or why they believe in their mind that this is right, you immediately get angry and start thinking about your defense, your response that you read on Facebook last week.
Totally. I think, too, if you're a listener out there and like he said, he's like, well, I shouldn't have said he did. I got frustrated. Maybe you were frustrated. We got an email this morning from a guy named Larry who was clearly frustrated. But I want... The important thing, I think, the most important thing to me about yesterday's show is that I felt like we established, you know, it's better to open these conversations up and try to, like, both sides to try to come out and learn something.
Right.
We called the guy from Calibers because, yes, we did not understand the situation and the specifics of the gun that was used in the terror attack.
Right.
I didn't. And now I have a way better understanding. I got home yesterday and I was talking to my wife, and it was like, I totally get now why people get so irate immediately. But the most important thing about yesterday to me again was that that whole thing about if we open up and have a civil discussion, hopefully both sides, you might not change anybody's mind, but you can walk away and you can have learned something. So what I'm asking you as a listener now, you're listening right now, I'm asking you this question. Think about those things that immediately send you on a defense.
Yeah.
Think about that right now. The reason you get so defensive a lot of times is because you have a lot of knowledge about those subjects. And then another thing is we fear change as people. Totally, we are afraid of things that might change us or that we don't understand.
Right.
And so I want you to flip the script on yourself. Think about those things that you don't understand.
Right.
And you get defensive about. They're two different things. A lot of times we get defensive about things that we completely understand, we have a big love for,
mm-hmm.
and we throw up
the defense because we're like, they don't know anything.
They are so ignorant
about it. They're so stupid. I can't believe they're talking about that. They don't know anything about it. They don't know anything about it. Well, what you've done is you've shut yourself off from having a conversation. Yeah. Think about those things that either send you in a defense because you know so much about them, or you shut out because you don't understand them at
because
all.
Because you don't have an understanding of it.
We got to push to be able to talk about those things.
Yeah.
Got to.
All of them.
Well, think about this, you know, because the three of us are, as we talked about yesterday, in a situation where all three of us grew up around guns.
Yeah.
So we have an understanding. They don't terrify us per se, but I also know people who have never been around a gun that was fired, who never grew up around guns, who hate guns, who are afraid of guns because, let's be real, they're terrifying. You know what I mean? Every single day we're reading in the news about somebody else getting shot.
Yep.
And so if you don't have an understanding, it can be a scary thing. And the best way to close off a discussion is to become defensive and call somebody ignorant or get frustrated or heated with this person who's absolutely terrified. Mm. They don't know. They don't have an understanding. And it's, I mean, it goes triple with the gospel. We know that the gospel is an offense. God's word tells us this. It is offensive to those who don't know. But doesn't mean we have to be offensive in the way that we present the gospel, the way that we discuss it, the way that we talk about it. We are called to speak the truth in love. And so with any situation, whether we're talking gun control, politics, religion, sexual orientation, whatever it is, we need to present our belief in love, man, because that will open up and people will, like yesterday, people ended up going, oh,
yeah.
Okay. My wife, I got home and my wife said, dude, Will for governor, bro. That was the most eloquent approach I've ever heard about rifles and what we need to do practically speaking. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. He gave a practical alternative for how we could handle the situations in the future rather than just like, well, you don't know. You're an idiot. Second Amendment. Idiot! You know, it's like, oh gosh, that doesn't help anything.
Because we're in those situations where we throw up our defense, I think maybe it's a combination of both. It's because we have a close personal understanding of something, and then we are afraid that the people that don't understand will try to force some change on us.
Yeah.
The only way we're going to get through that is to seriously stop throwing up the defense and just talk about it. Yeah. I'm not telling you to change your mind. Mm. I'm telling you to talk about it.
Yep.
Do you think people are afraid that they're going to like lose their faith if somebody else
are concerned with being right.
Mm.
I really do. Mm. I think at the foundation of America in a lot of ways is, well, we were right.
Right.
And sadly, that's all over the church.
Yeah,
I'm right. It's not even about
it. It's not even about the truth of God, the human being whose eternal destination.
Yeah, it's
could
not
be
even
held.
About that anymore. It's about I'm right and you're not.
Yeah,
you know.
338-3700. If you'd like to call us, you can also text the show at 585 live. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Bull Boy.
There you are.
Hey, check it out. The best defense is a great offense, so go get your guns, man.
Love it.
That's good.
But why is it people get so offended so easy? And we're in America, and we have a choice. We can go vote. You know, so go vote if you're against it, and go vote if you're for it, and quit crying like a little baby.
Somebody got offended because we played Conan O'Brien yesterday. Dude.
Yeah, because they couldn't believe we were putting him on a pedestal. First of all, definitely not putting Conan
they
on a
like,
pedestal.
How could you present him as a symbol of authority? And it was like what?
What? Have you ever heard our show?
Oh, man.
It's just crazy, man. I'm all for it, you know. It's just the stupid people that get, you know the old saying, it's not the guns that kill the people, it's the people with the gun that, you know, so it's like, it's just so, it's ridiculous, man. But, I mean, when you guys get serious like this, I love it because you guys always get an email or something.
Oh, or seven.
Yeah.
We always get an email or seven. And that's awesome because, you know what, if you weren't getting those emails, if you weren't getting people commenting back, if they agree or disagree, then you're not doing your guys' job, man.
That's right.
That's right, Pool Boy. That's right.
I love you guys.
Love you too, buddy. Shout out to the live line, 585-LIVE, if you'd like to chime in. Somebody said, so refreshing to hear the value of discussion. Reading or listening to most political conversation looks closer to bullying these days than discussion. It's so true, man.
It's because people think they're right.
Someone else said, that's what sucks about today. No one wants to sit down and talk or agree to disagree. It's either their way or the highway. Man, I love it. Morning Invasion, one of two Christian morning shows that I know that will discuss serious situations without seeming fluffy. Kudos. Shout out to Arlington, Texas, who sent that one in. And then someone being really honest. Check it out. They have 2 points. One, they have earthquake drills in California at schools and places of employment like every other month, and yet people still don't know what to do in an earthquake situation. Mm. And second, they say, I don't know how to feel about gun control laws. I definitely need more education on things. One thing I'd like to know is if the AR-15 can be modified to become fully automatic. If it can be, then it shouldn't be something that should be sold to the public. So I like that they were honest enough to say, look, I'm not educated in this, and I'd like more. You know, Dad.
Sorry man, about that.
Will you turn your phone off? Who is calling you? They obviously don't know.
You see this button right here? You can just click that, and it won't make any noise.
I'm sorry.
It'll just go.
That was very unprofessional of me. 338-3700. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi. So I used to be a hunter-ed instructor for Game and Fish, and we used to teach when it comes to hunting, and I agree it applies exactly the same to gun ownership. Is you have your hunters, you have your non-hunters, who are the ones who, they don't care if you hunt, but they don't hunt. Then you have your anti-hunters, who want to do everything that, take that away from you and stop you. Same thing with guns, you have your gun owners, non-gun owners, and your anti-guns. But one thing that we always taught when it came to the anti-hunters and also the anti-gun people, all their beliefs and their reasons and everything are based on 100% pure emotion.
Mm.
Whether they're afraid of it, they don't know about it, whatever. When it comes to hunting, the anti-hunters, it's based on emotion. They're like, oh, you're killing God's creature. But they don't understand that there's a science behind hunting and everything. There's facts behind it. Hunting is necessary to, for our ecosystem to sustain. We have to have hunting. We don't have to have
You sound pretty emotional about this.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
I'm just saying, that emotional thing is both sides.
Yeah.
And so that's why we have to be willing to meet in the middle and talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I agree with that, too. I'm a gun owner, and yeah, I do believe that there probably should be some more restrictions. this guy, he was investigated by the FBI. Why does he have the right to buy a gun? Wasn't able to do it?
And Will from Calibers yesterday spelled it out eloquently that, that unfortunately it would cost millions upon millions of dollars for all these different groups to get together and go, okay, guys, one common list here, okay? If you're on the FBI watch list, or if you have a felony, or if you have this, or you have that, maybe not allow them to purchase a weapon. Go back and listen to the podcast if you missed it yesterday. An excellent discussion.
Yeah.
We were talking off-air yesterday about something different, completely different. King's Kaleidoscope, which I see coming up here in just a few moments. We had Chad on yesterday to talk about the new worship record. And in said worship record, dude uses the F word.
Whoa!
Yeah. And I was like, whoa, dude. And we discussed it. And then off air, we kept discussing it because it was like, man, why would you include something like that? How can you? And someone just chimed in and said this. The determination of a weapon is based on the intent of the user. It comes back to the heart. And in fact, when we were talking off air about something completely different, it goes back to the same thing, the intent of the heart. Mm. Because our tongue can be a weapon,
A fire.
And so the determination of a weapon is based on the intent of the user. What is the intent of my heart when I use words? I can be cutting, I can be biting, I can be condescending, or I can be loving, I can be educational, I can lift you up with my words. And so as we talk about this, we need to be loving with our words as we discuss very important issues like gun control, like abortion, like whatever it is that we are passionate about. Because again, when we get passionate, that is an emotion. We can become overwhelmed by our emotions. So we can't allow that to happen. We just got to get educated.
Who really doesn't?
Oh no.
Have a good tongue.
Who is that?
Sammy Brady.
Oh. Okay. What? Here we go. Yep. Sammy Brady.
What happened?
Wow, you're a selfless person. Oh, you want to be on the right side? That is so touching.
Streaming.
What if she says a bad word?
Do I detect a hint of sarcasm in your tone?
Ow!
Oh, was that being...
Sorry, guys. I recorded this off
cutting.
My VCR last
yeah,
night.
Man, your
VCR
cutting.
Is old.
Why don't you just say what's on your mind, Sammy? Okay.
No, don't do it, Sammy.
Full of it.
Full of it, man.
Man.
Like speaking daggers. Of... Somebody said, hey, Conan did make a mistake in what he said, because he said he thought the shooter used an AR-15. He said the shooter used a military-style gun, but he did not. Military-style AR-15s are not available to the public. The only civilian AR-15s are available to the public. And he didn't even use an AR-15. Yeah. So,
no, yeah. He didn't.
So, yes. Dude, good discussion.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got Allison Sweeney. She was the host on The Biggest Loser. She was on Days of Our Lives. We've been playing clips all morning.
She was on Dex's TV for 20 years, man. Every day.
Yeah.
All Dex watched.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All he watched. We got a lot of good questions on Facebook, so keep them coming.
Hang out with us. We'll be back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The rapper Lil Wayne's hospitalized in stable condition, according to his publicist, after suffering two minor seizures on board his private plane and making two emergency landings in Omaha, Nebraska.
Orlando Regional Medical Center is still treating survivors from the nightclub shooting rampage in Orlando over the weekend. Of the more than 50 people sent to the hospital, six remain in critical condition.
Donald Trump has yanked the Washington Post's press credentials after the Post wrote the story of how Trump suggested President Obama's policies might be linked to the shooting in some way.
The Democratic primary in Washington, D.C., the last primary of the presidential election year.
The Democratic National Committee confirms its computer networks have been penetrated by Russian hackers.
Martha Stewart, welcome to the growing meal kit business.
Amarillo police and SWAT teams responding to calls of a gunman taking people hostage at a Walmart along I-27. Suspect was later shot and killed. We're told no shoppers or employees were hurt.
Net neutrality rules, which were unveiled last year, have been upheld by a U.S. appeals court.
Police supervisor and his wife hacked to death in a suburb of Paris.
Americans were shopping again in May, buying more cars and other things. Retail sales increased 0.5%.
Charitable giving in the U.S. reached an all-time high last year, more than $373 billion.
8:38.
High today of 95 degrees, guys.
A couple of accidents to take a look at this morning during your commute. Well, I guess the one on Paseo and Jefferson has been cleared. So we have one to talk about. I-40 East at 6th Street. It's exit 158. Watch out for that. That's your look at traffic.
Thanks, Tail.
Got so quiet.
Thank you.
It did.
It's okay.
Just serious.
You were left with
horrible
voice.
Steve-O, this is all you, buddy.
You got it, bud. Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
I've never been readier.
Okay. Her name is Allison Sweeney. You probably remember her as the lovely Sammy Brady from Days of Our Lives.
Did you say lovely?
Lovely.
He did.
Yes. Sorry. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are so amped to have you on our show this morning. I'm serious, man.
Now, Allison, we've been watching clips of you as Sammy Brady all morning.
All morning.
It's
just
been
playing
awesome.
Clips live.
Man.
That's so funny. That's awesome. I love that.
So we always shout out to our listeners, the Starmy, and offer them the opportunity to ask questions. And people came pouring in. I will say, first off, we are a Christian format station. And so, you know, we got those stay-at-home moms who are just rocking their stories.
Number
who are
one
like,
with soap operas.
Kids, you're homeschooled, but you're going to have to do it yourselves. It's time for my stories. So
It's time for the soap. It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you know we got those questions pouring in. So we will definitely talk about, your latest project, Murder, She Baked, coming up. But first, can we do a few listener questions for you?
Yeah, of course. Let's do it.
All right, cool. Candace chimed in on Facebook, and Candace wanted to know instantaneously, do fans approach you and call you Sammy?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Call me Sammy still. Every day.
Does that kind of push your buttons a little bit? Do you feel like you want to punch him in the face.
Why would you? No, she would never. She's sweet.
No, I mean, I don't know.
I was going to ask if do people approach you, and then when they call you Sammy, do they have anger in their
that
eyes?
was the next question. What people were wondering, have you ever been yelled at, or what's the weirdest thing a Days of Our Lives fan did in like as they approached you?
Weirdest thing? It's a tough one. Sort of over the years, I've had a number of definitely outrageous instances. Back in the beginning, when I first started the show, I had a woman who was very upset that Sammy, understandably, I guess, she was upset that Sammy had kidnapped her baby sister.
Oh, my gosh.
She caught me in this, I was on this, like, sort of back, I mean, it wasn't dangerous, but I was in this, like, alley on my way to behind a movie theater, and this lady kind of accosted me in the middle of nowhere, and she was like, give the baby back, lady.
Wow.
Her purse, it was terrible.
So here's a question. I mean, you were on Days of Our Lives for many years, and as we know, soap operas can sometimes be a little over the top in the stories as you're talking about kidnapping baby sister. Was there ever a time where you were reading the script and you were like, okay, this seems like maybe just a bit over the top?
Yeah, I mean, once your character's mom has been possessed by the devil, I don't know, nothing seems quite
It's all kind of a lateral move from there.
But for me, like, I embraced it. I loved being on a soap. I thought it was fun, and my character always got to do crazy, outlandish things, and I had a great time with it. Though I will say, I didn't always agree. It wasn't because it was over the top, but there were definitely storylines that weren't my favorite or ones that I thought the fans would enjoy, and those were the moments when I went back home at night and I opened my computer and I started writing my own novels, because I needed to exercise some creative strength and determine for myself where I wanted my characters to go, and that's how I ended up writing my novels, because I just needed to get it off my chest.
That's great.
Yeah, speaking of that, Murder, She Baked.
Yeah.
Talk about that, because it's on, the Hallmark Channel?
Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
Okay.
Yes. So Hallmark Mysteries, HMM on Sunday night at 9 Eastern. Check your local listings, because satellite, my DirecTV is different. It's on at, like, 6. So, on the West Coast. So, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries... Murder, She Baked, A Deadly Recipe is the fourth in the series of these awesome mysteries. And this one I really got to help develop the murder storyline and be more engaged as a producer on the project. And I really, really love this movie. And I think we did a great job, coming up with a mystery that's really going to keep people on their toes.
It's got to be great to be able to step into a story from a different side of the thing and be able to get in there creatively and mix it up, much like a recipe.
Yeah, it really is. It just keeps you challenged. I always feel like I'm learning something new about the job and what we're up to, and it's fun to keep that going.
That's awesome.
Right now we are talking to the lovely Allison Sweeney. You remember her from Days of Our Lives. You hosted The Biggest Loser for many seasons. You did a great job there. And one of my guilty pleasures is The Real Housewives. Okay,
you really do. Dex loves this.
Now I'm a fan of the Beverly Hills. I'm just waiting for you to pop up on one of these Housewives. Would you ever do something like that? Because
Lisa. Just keep waiting.
Okay. All right.
That is not my speed. Oh. That's way too fancy for me.
Praise the Lord. See, Allison, man. I knew I loved you. You are on my favorite TV show of all time, which is called Friends. So I really thought
we were about to hear that your favorite show was Days of Our Lives.
What? No, I'm talking
so excited for a second.
I mean,
I've already been on your favorite show. It's nowhere to go for me from there.
However, I mean, this is rad what you're doing now.
I just think about the rest of my life.
Is there anything that you haven't accomplished that you're like, because obviously you're a writer, you're a producer.
You won an Emmy.
You have done so many amazing things. Is there one thing on your radar that you're like, I haven't done this yet, and I would love to tackle this?
Well, I mean, I feel that way about all the movies now. As I develop them, I'm, you know, producing them and writing, working with the writer and getting it together. And, you know, we're doing these, I have a new romantic comedy that I'm developing right now for Hallmark for later this fall. And, you know, just every time you feel like it's like your child, you know, you're putting all the pieces together and you're getting this puzzle all lined up and then you go shoot it and then you edit it and then you, you know, try to promote it and get people to watch it, and you just can't. You're so proud, like it's another baby, and so I really love that process. I'm having a lot of fun developing these movies, and
that's awesome.
It's just been thrilling. So each step of the way has been fun for me and an adventure, and you know, I can't wait for everyone to see Murder, She Baked, because we worked. I can't even tell you we worked so hard on this movie that airs on Sunday night, and it was a big part of my life that I committed to this. So. I'm really excited.
So I read that you have two children. When do the kids get to watch their mom on Days of Our Lives?
Never going to watch.
Okay, but Allison, here's the deal. There's a thing called YouTube.
On Murder, She Baked.
There you go. Exactly.
Allison,
right.
YouTube. We were watching clips of you on YouTube. We watched like 10 seasons of you and all your best moments just on YouTube. It was like a 3-minute clip.
Yeah.
Be careful. Your kids
jump
on YouTube.
That's amazing. I mean, do you know how long I went, how much I worked to go into that? Some 10-minute summary of my character.
Right? And it, of course, it's the craziest clips. Yeah. So the funny thing for me
is one, like the fans, by the way, do an amazing job at those fan videos. They're incredible to watch, and some of them are so elaborate and beautiful, and the time that went into it and linking it to a song. Like, I have found myself watching some of those, like the ones about Sammy or some of Sammy's love interests on the show, and
Lucas.
I am just in awe of the talent that goes into making them. They're really impressive.
That's awesome.
And really, like, you know, it just makes you feel like, wow, I was in that scene, I did that, like just, it's so cool.
That's cool.
I mean, looking at it, it says, at least according to your IMDb, 1,787 episodes of Days of Our Lives.
Whoa.
Yeah, probably something like that, yeah.
That is incredible. And then now, of course, YouTube generation there. It would take somebody like 10 years to binge watch your stint on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
That's incredible. Yeah. I mean, that's an accomplishment. Are you kidding me? That's amazing. And then as we're talking, of course, yes, somebody, you know, summed it up in a 5-minute YouTube clip.
Right. That's got to go.
Got it all right here on YouTube.
You were married or almost married like 17 times.
I wanted to ask, how many times did you die and come back to life, and what was that like?
I've only almost died twice. Okay. It wasn't really neat. It was The almost dying wasn't her thing. Her thing was mostly the trying to get married.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Saw all the wedding dresses.
I attempted marriage like 17 times.
It's incredible.
I think she was successful getting through the ceremony like 6 times. Only 2 of them lasted more than a day.
Amazing.
I'm stoked you're moving on to Murder, She Baked, because it seems very cool, man. And it seems like something my kids would actually get to watch.
I'm glad we got to talk to you and not to Sammy.
Okay, my kids can actually watch it, and amazingly, given that it's a series about murder, it's still a safer place to live than Salem.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good.
There you go.
Amen.
Allison Sweeney, thank you so much.
Great. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Talk to you later.
All right, Carl.
There you have it, everyone. Allison Sweeney, thank you, Steve.
Okay, I don't think...
Hey! You're welcome!
We don't realize how...
You're welcome!
Don't even say that.
Listen, we don't realize how famous she is. I never watched a soap opera.
Ever.
What? You know, just third, like literally.
Don't what us
being
not,
a kid.
We are men.
You've watched one.
I've never watched.
No. I've totally. I would own up to it. I watched The O.C. I was into Dawson's
That's true.
Creek.
Those I watched Monday Night things, Raw. You know?
But like
your parents or your mom would never got
no.
it.
My grandmother, my meemaw really did, but I would never watch it. You know, we'd go play in the yard or whatever.
My grandmother watched Price is Right, and then my mom was a single mother who worked all the time. She didn't have time for stories.
But what I'm saying is right.
She was busy raising a family on
You don't realize how famous this person is until somebody like me who has never... You know, never watched anything. You look at her and you're like, oh, yeah, she's totally in soap operas.
22 years on Days of Our Life.
Damn me!
Sammy! Way to dump that. Yeah. Can't share those things.
Out of 15 clips.
Out of 15 clips. We have played 15 clips this morning, and finally we got something that we had to cut.
There you go. There it is.
Allison was a really sweet person, though.
I don't know.
What?
She kind of had an attitude.
No, she
okay.
did.
Okay. You know how many interviews she probably did this morning? And she wanted to talk about her sweet new show, Murder, She Baked, and all we talked about was Days of Our Lives.
Wait. When did she have an attitude?
Yeah, I thought she was great.
I could hear it.
Okay.
I can
you
hear
it. You know what? You are
I
prejudging.
Heard it in her voice.
You're a jerk. You're a prejudger.
There's that millennial attitude
yeah,
I was talking
way, way
about.
To way to go. Way to go, buddy.
You know,
I'm offended.
You guys hey, no want to just think that she's all nice and sweet, but in reality, she's not.
Dex, are you willing to go ahead and just own up and give me props because I book fun interviews?
I haven't got a text from my mom yet, so oh, I don't okay. think...
That's a good rating system.
I'm going to... Yeah. Just going to... Fine.
It's whatever. My mom's favorite.
I thought
soap opera,
I didn't
so.
Think she was mean. I thought she was super sweet, man.
She had a little bit of attitude.
Come whatever.
On.
She was
sounded,
on Days of Our Lives for 22
like
years.
She sounded like she didn't want to talk about soap opera. She wanted to just talk about her movie.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame her. She did the soap opera thing for 20-something years.
So you are admitting that she had a little bit of an
no,
attitude.
She did no, not. I didn't hear it. I'm just saying if that
did.
Was the case, I wouldn't blame her.
I'm about to have a
two
little
different
bit
things.
Of an attitude on your face with my fists.
Uh-oh.
Well, bring it. Let's do this right now. Come on.
I don't want to fight you right now. It's not even 9 o'clock yet. It's just...
You can't say that in a fight.
It's too early.
You can't just back out and no, say, you know, it's not even 9 o'clock
can.
Yet. I need to wait.
Most fights happen after school over by the pine trees.
Liveline chimed in and said, hey, she had attitude at the beginning, but she did open
See?
Up a bit
What
more.
Did I say?
Who are these people?
You guys are crazy if you think that she didn't have attitude.
No, you're reading into it. You are interpreting Sammy yeah. instead of Allison.
How many interviews have you done in your
I've
career?
I've done literally 10. Wait, are you counting
tens
the ones that
tens.
I've done on the radio or the ones that I was interviewed?
Ooh, because he was in a band.
You know what? You might have more experience than me.
Yeah, that's true. On both sides.
I probably don't.
How many interviews have you had, Steve-O?
I don't know. I will say this. Okay. To your credit, I've done... A gajillion.
Have you ever interviewed Allison Sweeney before?
I've never interviewed Allison
I
Sweeney.
Have.
Okay, who cares? Here's what
you
I would
have?
Say.
Yeah, I have.
Whatever.
You
You're not
that?
Even the same human being you were 9 months ago, so shut up.
Nine.
What does that have to do with anything?
It means just the... because you interviewed her years ago doesn't mean she's the same person,
she was
so
a
maybe
she had... person back when I interviewed
okay.
her.
Okay. Well, here's what I would say. She was probably exhausted. She's on the West
no
Coast.
No excuses. No excuses.
She's probably already talked to 10 different radio stations, all who wanted to ask her the same stupid questions about Days of Our Lives.
Doesn't matter.
And so... I was glad because she did seem standoffish in the beginning when
oh,
she
so
first
you
answered.
You are admitting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I wouldn't say she had attitude. I would say she was probably tired of asking
are
or answering the same question.
Are
matter.
We sure that she
Therefore,
seemed...
Therefore...
Did she seem standoffish or was there just maybe a delay over the phone?
Right. See, that could have been it too. Could have been it too. Either way, she did open up and she was wonderful and I was stoked to talk to her.
Okay. Now you're going overboard.
No, she got
she
hilarious.
Was
she was talking about like her mom being possessed on the show and all these yeah. crazy outlandish
You should
things.
See Daniel in the
hilarious.
Other room. He was shaking his head the entire time. He couldn't
Daniel hates
actually
everything. Daniel hates everything and is a terrible
point.
Litmus test.
Let me see. Is my mom texting
terrible
me
yet? Litmus
mom
test.
Mom hasn't texted me yet.
Hang on. Let me
Still waiting.
Let me look at something.
Still waiting.
Point. Yeah.
Side note, live line, somebody just chimed in and said, there was zero attitude, Dexter.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Get well, over yourself.
Uh-oh.
It's because
Get
you, guys,
over yourself.
You guys couldn't hear
uh-oh.
It. I heard it.
Uh-oh.
It was her energy. You felt it. After talking to Kim Russo earlier this week, Dexter's really into energy.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep booking these interviews. Because gosh darn it, people loved it.
Okay. Dex, have you really interviewed her before?
Yeah, Biggest Loser.
Really?
Was
she sweeter then?
Yeah, she was.
Really?
Yeah.
She was probably more confident in her body image.
Okay.
You just wanted me to help her with
Say things, don't you? I understand you're doing what you have to do to hold on to your man. Your secret's safe with me. Oh. As long as you play by my rules.
Oh, no.
Who is that?
Sammy, don't you take that.
Sammy, that
doctor. Oh, he's going to shred your papers. Who?
Oh,
Sammy!
Sammy, that was
oh,
a marriage
no.
license.
Oh, doctor, he just shredded the papers.
No, that was
now,
Uh-oh. You better get out of here before someone not quite so understanding catches you.
Sammy, get away. Don't get hurt, Sammy. Go!
Get out of there, Sammy.
I was so worried for her safety. I'm going to get hooked on Days of Our Lives. It's happening.
That happened 10 years ago.
No. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
You have so much to watch.
Mark chimed in and said she did have a little attitude, but Mark. She opened up quite a bit. P.S. I'm glad you guys gave up the cow puns. Good morning.
Boo.
If you missed Allison Sweeney, hit the podcast.
It was great.
It'll be up after the show.
She was a sweetheart.
So I was thinking when we come back, talk more about language.
Oh, okay.
We kind of got rolling on it a little bit ago, and then we got cut off by Allison Sweeney.
Oh, no, we didn't. We just wanted to end the conversation because we were done talking about it.
All right, don't go anywhere. We will return.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back!
Both of you look nice today.
Your words cut sharper than a ginsu.
Shout out to Greg.
Greg.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
We just got some Dunkin' Donuts.
Greg.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
And now I have sugar cramps.
You got them. Hey.
I inhaled that Boston cream.
I just want more.
You got damn sugar and cramps.
I didn't eat breakfast, and now I'm really paying
for
it.
You did eat breakfast. You ate yogurt.
Oh, that's probably why I have cramps. Oh, it hurts.
Get it together, man, okay?
You don't tell me what to do, Sammy. Was that Sammy?
No, Sammy.
Oh, we just got a question on the live line real quick, or on the email. Let's do what we got to do first, and then I want to answer it.
904.
Yes. Hi, today of 95 degrees.
Traffic. Yeah, we gonna take a quick look-see over at the Traffico. Say what's up.
There is an accident. The right lane's blocked. I-40 East at 6th Street. And if you are eastbound on 40, then you know there's an accident ahead of you.
You know.
Watch out for that. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live. That's our texting live line. Go ahead, Teo.
You're going to want to play that nerd thing.
What?
TikTok.
Nope, stop talking.
Hello, everybody.
Five push-ups for snorting.
No, that's like, I just...
That's stupid,
like,
Ten. I'm keeping a count, and you're going to do it.
But listen, everybody, I want to talk a little...
15.
A little bit about... I'll do it while we're talking
nerd.
About comic books.
You can't do 15 push-ups in a row.
Oh, my gosh! Did you just challenge me?
I did. I want to see
it. You
got
to do real ones.
15 push-ups. Wait, all the way, ones? Chest to the ground.
Chest to the ground.
Nose to the floor.
Wait, you got to ask the question, and then I'll answer it while I'm doing push-ups.
Okay.
Steve-O. I ain't scared. Yeah.
Steve-O and Teo.
Yeah.
Did you guys pick up anything for New Comic Wednesday?
I'm glad you asked. One! Picked up Superman 1. Two! Green Lanterns. Three!
Man, you're only
Civil
three.
War 2 today. It was incredible. We already read it.
Truth.
Four! Green Arrow number 1. Five! What else did we get this week, Teo?
We got a bunch.
Six. 10 more.
Just do your push-ups.
Seven!
Oh, that's so hard.
Come on.
Come on.
Eight.
Do them in a
Come
row.
On. Okay. I'll
Nine.
Stop screaming.
10.
Oh, get it.
11.
Get it. Gains.
12.
Stop.
13.
Oh, I'm so ripped.
14. 15.
Oh, wait, was that
16? Oh, 16.
Good job. Proud
one,
of you.
One more just because.
Yeah.
Ripped, man.
Proud
so
of you.
Ripped.
I got to lie down.
You got your shirt, bro.
Sorry, bro. It's just so hard when you're this gained.
Okay.
When you get your gains,
y'all
I'm terrible at like meathead talk. I don't know what to say. Teo, what do I say?
Shout out to my friends at Bear Canyon today.
Get it!
The workout is
Poke
called
it!
Pain Storm, and I am cautiously optimistic that I will survive.
Okay.
That's right.
We did get a lot of comics today, actually. It's DC's rebirth thing.
I already said all this.
Titans rebirth, you did not
say. I did not say that. And if you're going to get Titans rebirth, by the way, read Justice League first, because it's kind of like a prequel, Robin's introduction to the Justice League, written by Dan Abnett. It was excellent.
You don't need it. Also, you Batman don't. Number one, and then on Marvel side, I got Black Widow.
Nerd alert!
Spider-Man.
If you read DC Rebirth,
Titans for sure. Yes. Because it's, I think that will closely go along with what happened to the universe.
That's right. Okay, and that's all. Yes, okay. We
this
picked
is
up a lot
nerd
of
nerd city.
That yeah, you're nerd city.
No more.
Whew, I'm really winded.
I was wondering
okay?
if you'd be able to stand up.
Are you all right?
I did.
I mean,
proud of you.
16 guys.
Just real proud of you.
Screaming.
You were
screaming comic
loud.
Books the whole time.
Goodness sakes!
It
wonder
was
if,
angry
wonder
and
people
loud.
People in the hall heard that.
585 live.
Yeah.
We got some texts to read, so I don't know, Steve-O, if you can read those. Or
yeah,
not,
well, here's. Oh,
can you read?
Out of breath.
Earlier, we were talking about Chad, the lead singer of King's Kaleidoscope. He was on the show yesterday, and when we were talking about gun control earlier, the idea came up that you know it's not the weapon. It's the intent of the user. And we talked about how our words can be weapons as well. Our tongue, we're told in the book of James, well, a great many things about our tongue and taming of our tongue. And the fact that King's Kaleidoscope has a new record coming out, it's a worship record. And within that record, there's explicit content. Oh, I love King's Kaleidoscope.
So good.
Well, I had a chance to listen to the record in its entirety a couple times through, actually. And if you're a fan of King's Kaleidoscope, they have their own sound. I wouldn't say there's any evolution in their sound, really.
Yeah, he's got a...
It sounds much the same.
He's got one of those voices.
Yeah,
that,
dude.
Ugh.
Immediately, it's like, boom, Chad from King's K. Well, he suffers with anxiety, depression, and he was very honest in his journal and his conversations with God. And in one of the songs, it's called A Prayer. He actually uses the F word in it. He's at this low point. He's distraught. He's whatever. And so we had a conversation about it yesterday, about our words. And as Christians, I mean, off air, we continued that discussion for a solid 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody heard us talking about that, and they said, wait, the question is, are you saying that it's okay for singers to use profanity in certain situations because they're pouring out their emotions? I didn't catch if you addressed that. We talked about it on the podcast. Shout out to whoever on the live line just said, great job on those push-ups, protein shake. You're welcome, dog.
Come on now.
You're welcome. But I don't know. We thought we'd open it up because the question...
It was a
great question.
It really was.
You know, is it acceptable? Is it ever okay for a Christian to use, quote, foul language?
I feel like this is just as hot as the guns topic that we had yesterday.
Yeah. Because, speaking of guns, did you see those push-ups? Look at this.
Yeah. They're just... yeah.
Talk about a semi-automatic weapon over there.
Boom!
Dang,
Remember right? Okay, so...
Yeah. Because I feel like... it's probably split right down the middle when it comes to, you know,
maybe 70-30.
70-30?
maybe 70% saying absolutely not and 30% going, yeah, well, but right. Define it. What do you mean? Because we were talking off air about it, and I can be pretty witty at times with my words and very cutting, very condemning, very arrogant, very rude without using, quote, foul or salty language. And it came back to the intent of the heart. What is the intent of the heart with our words? And then, you know, the valid point back was like, well, no, it doesn't matter because in our culture, this word is very crass. This word is vulgar, at least within our culture, because, you know, you go across the pond.
Yeah, and then and the F word
doesn't
means
have the
something
same,
completely
right.
different.
And so...
it means the same thing, but it doesn't pack the punch.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like, nobody cares.
Now, if you go across the... Well, I wouldn't say it. Never mind. Because they use different terminology. So if you go across the pond and you say something over there that is a normal word here, they'd be like, whoa! Mm-hmm. You can't say that! So, but that became the question. Like, can you? Should you? Really, more so, should you ever use that? And he was saying yesterday, at least on our show, Chad, the front man was saying, look, man, we put out a clean version because we understand there's going to be people who want to listen to it and just be able to worship. But then there's that audience, kind of like our show, where a percentage of our audience are non-believers. They wouldn't want to listen to, say, a worship record, but to listen to that... If God can use that to pull somebody out of the muck, the mire, Chad was saying that that was the intent of the heart there was to show that, man, we are all broken And we all have those times of crying out for something greater than ourselves. And God's reply within the song is eloquent and beautiful. But is it okay? You know, they ask the question on the live line, are you saying it's acceptable? We're definitely not saying anything really on this subject. We want to know your thoughts. Is it okay? What do you think? POD's done it in the past. Derek Webb did it on a worship record, said the S word, and there was some crazy backlash there. I mean, artists have used their artistic license, if you will.
Well, we talked about this a few weeks ago with Bono from U2. Remember, he was talking about Christian music and how he wasn't a fan because he felt like it wasn't real. You know, that it was, when he listens to the lyrics, when he hears a Christian song, he doesn't feel like that's
disingenuous.
Yeah, exactly.
Disingenuous.
And we agree with that in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we listened to the song yesterday from King's Kaleidos, I mean, that was his. That's real for Chad. That was
real. Yeah, that was
that's what he was going through. That's what he was feeling. And
it wasn't flippant. He one of the producers. I had a chance to talk with him about it a little more yesterday. Obviously off air, talking about the word and its usage, and there were months of prayer poured into it with whether or not to even do it. And then if you do it, does that mean you don't put out a clean version because this is where you're standing? Or are you dying on this hill? No, you know. So Chad actually discussed that on air, why he put out a clean version as well. You know, and then there's the discussion of, well, you're just trying to make a buck or to be, quote, real or relevant. And we feel like, you know, obviously all artists, at the end of the day, that's their job.
Yeah.
But then you can look at some artists that are within the K-Love universe or, you know, the, quote, safe for the whole family universe, if you will. And being in this industry long enough, sadly, you get to know these human beings, and there are a lot of broken human beings within, yes, the Christian market, and some people who don't live necessarily to honor the Lord, but to sell records, but whose lyrics are edifying. And so we were talking about whether or not God gets glory through those songs and through this song that is going to be put out with foul language, if you will, you know, and so it just brought out a good discussion. But we want to know what the Starmy thought.
And, you know, for me, just this is my personal opinion. I feel like if it's from your heart, if that is how you feel, then I would say, now again, I can't speak for God. I don't know. Of course, we can't understand that. I would think God would appreciate me being real. Right? I mean, that's what he expects from us. He doesn't want someone to be fake, you know? And we see that with Chad writing down exactly what he feels. And he felt like, this is what I'm going through. Yeah, I've said the F word before. And that's in a very...
You're not saved.
Okay, well, some would say that I'm not. But.
Yeah, it's okay. We got a lot of comments on the live line, but let's take the call.
Good morning.
Morning, guys. Just a quick take. When we get into discussions like this and we start talking about how words are okay here, but across the pond they mean something else, or less offensive or more offensive or whatever else, we start making, we'll just call it sin, regional. And I don't know if we can do that. Sin isn't regional. So it's for me, it's less of the words, more of the punch you talked about behind them.
Yeah.
How we're using them.
Yeah. And that's a great thought. We talked about that a little bit yesterday off the air as well, the idea of what comes behind your words. Because to say it is a sin across the board, I don't necessarily know that I could say that either, that, hey, if you use, you know, here are the seven words, and if you use these words, then that is
right.
A sin, and you cannot do that. Because then you go to, as we said, another culture, and they'd say, what are you talking about? That's not it. But, again, it does come back to the intent of the heart. A listener chimed in and said, what about Colossians 3:8? You know, it says, but now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. And all of those, if you look at it, anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk, all come from this very emotional state, this you know, malicious, angry, frustrated, whatever it is. And that, again, comes from the heart, because Scripture also tells us that, you know, out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks. And so I do think it comes back to the heart as well. Thank you so much for
the comment. You could parallel it even with eating and drinking or whatever else. I mean, yeah. It's the offensiveness more than the actual acts. You know,
we were talking gun control, and it's like, guns don't kill people, people kill people, you know, and it's like, mm-hmm. Well, of course, a weapon was still used, but it was the intent of that human being to do harm, not necessarily the manufacturer of that weapon to go, we're going to create this weapon to murder a bunch of people in Orlando. Yeah. That was not the intent of the creation.
You know what's ironic to me, a little bit?
Yeah.
So Jesus used the word raca.
Right.
Okay, so check this out. Raca comes from the Aramaic term reka, R-E-Q-A, I could be mispronouncing that. It was a derogatory expression meaning empty-headed, insinuating a person's stupidity or inferiority. It was an offensive name used to show utter contempt for another person. This is what's interesting to me.
Right.
We get hung up on four-letter words, but there's a word, and I know Stephen Christian was the same way, that is commonly used in Albuquerque. And it's weird because this is regional. So many people around here call stuff retarded.
Oh, right. Wow.
And nationwide, like, that doesn't fly.
No, it doesn't.
And
it's a common thing.
I have since removed it from my vocabulary because of Teo. Well, because I used to use that
We're all working
regularly.
On it. But I see it all the time here in Albuquerque. And Steven said the same thing when he moved. He was like, dude, I can't believe, like, we talked about it. We had a conversation. He's like, I can't believe how many people say that. The funny, ironic thing is to me, that word has a direct line back to raca that Jesus said not to say. Yeah. But we're throwing that around like it's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But then you say the F word and people lose their minds.
Yeah.
So many people chiming in on the live line. Somebody said, I don't mind cursing unless one is direct. The words at someone in a malicious way, which again comes back to Christ, because we were talking about this as well, because he's flipping tables, and it was a pretty angry moment, and of course we can be angry. Scripture says in your anger do not sin. The presupposition there is that we will be angry at times, but he did call them, you know, basically mindless idiots, these people who are desecrating the temple. But we know that Christ was without sin, so what does that mean? You know, how do we...
He was in control.
How do we reconcile that? Yeah, and so somebody on the live line said we should always strive to be clean in our language, but sometimes there are certain situations where no other words fit the emotion you are experiencing. We got another person, Becca actually chimed in. She said, here's my problem with it. I can't play it with my kids around. Do I cuss at my lowest? You better bleep and believe it. But that's a part of me I would never let my children see. Yeah. Even listening to this conversation, my daughter asked, quote, what's an F word? Mm-hmm. It's a derogatory word. You could say F stands for foul. It is foul language.
Bad
language
word.
We shouldn't be using. Quote, unquote.
338-3700. Thank you for holding. You guys can just hold on the phones if you'd like. Yeah, it's a hot topic, language.
Well, somebody said, "Hey, I have a question. Who and when did these words become profane words?" I'll be honest, I don't really know, but the only thing I remember from the Bible is that it says not to curse your neighbor. To me, that means you can't tell them to go to hell, not necessarily saying specific words in general. Someone said, you know what? Intent of the heart, so important. I used to be married in a terrible situation, became bitter over the circumstances, yet I was a Christian. I used to tell my husband, you're such a jerk. He would get so hurt. I knew what I really meant was, you're a bleep and bleep and bleep. He knew my intent. More important, God knew my intent. I'm not proud of myself when I behave badly this way. I know my intent hurts God more than anything, although I'm sure my Father in heaven knows I'm an emotional mess sometimes. Wayne Grudem to John Piper, and at Grudem's response to Piper's explanation of why he sometimes uses offensive language, they actually have an entire podcast on that, on offensive language, because within the church even there's kind of a divide of saying, well, no, you can never, ever, ever, and then others go, well, no, actually, because the line is crossed, in my humble opinion. When it's considered a worship album, I'm like anyone else and have struggled with taming the tongue, but Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearer. Now,
I will say this, the rebuttal back would be, well, is it corrupt, this guy, from a very dire place within this song? It is a concept record. This guy is literally at his end, crying out to God,
right,
pouring out his heart, and God's response is so eloquent and beautiful. I'm not condoning it, because even after we listened to it, I was like, man, I don't know that it was necessary. Mm. However, in this art form, I understand what he was trying to do, and within that, his heart was that someone may be in that pit of depression and anxiety, and the feelings that that character, if you will, in the song was feeling,
yeah,
could understand that no matter where you are at, you are not too far gone,
yeah,
to be wrapped up in the loving embrace of your Father, your Savior.
Can you get that same meaning without using it?
See, and that's what I would say, but I mean, I cannot, and I will not, either justify the action or condemn the action based upon his conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Who he has poured out months and months of this, and he was a, you know, he was and is a worship leader, a you know, an elder in within his church, and came back with this response. So I can't go, well, you're just wrong, because if that is the conviction of his heart, I'm not going to say.
Well, we talk all the time about being real.
That.
You know, I appreciate the fact that he's being real.
Yeah,
you can't be upset about that.
And there's a difference between
being
real and then being real for
the sake of relevance.
The sake of just being real.
Guys, I'm so real.
Because I do agree. There's a big, there's a sweeping movement, I think, even like especially in the church, of people like being real and being open. And I see how there's a trap in that, mm-hmm, because for the sake of being real, you can do some really stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, and Steve and I talked about this in the car yesterday, to be offended, you have to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes down to I can walk out and hear somebody saying, like, Steve and I were leaving a Lobos game one time, and these teenagers were in front of us, and they were just being loud and being boisterous and being teenagers, and they were saying just cuss words. Just like really loud, and
yeah,
you know how teenagers
they
are.
They weren't even using it correctly. Right. It was like, dude, you're not even using that word.
They were
right.
Just trying to draw attention to themselves, and they thought they were really cool.
Yeah. Boisterous.
But so the thing is, I looked at Jack and I said, do you hear them? And he was like, yeah, they're saying bad words. And I was like, but do you hear how stupid they sound right now?
Right.
And he was like, yeah. Because they did.
They sounded ignorant.
They sounded stupid.
Yeah.
And that's not, I'm not calling them stupid. Notice that difference. I'm saying they sounded really stupid. And it's because they, like Steve-O said, they were using the words incorrectly, loudly, to draw attention to themselves.
Yeah.
And so then we see the intent of the heart there.
Mm-hmm.
That's dumb. Dude. To just throw them out like that. And so my thing is, with words, in that moment, I was like, gosh, they sound dumb. But I chose not to be offended by it because I remembered they're teenagers.
Yeah.
And we all do that stuff when we're teenagers. Mm-hmm. When I was a teenager, I used to go around stealing wet floor signs from Walmart. Still to this day, have no idea why I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
But it was. But it was stupid. You know. And my dad, like, he was like, what are you doing with all these? Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
And I didn't have a good explanation for it.
Yeah.
So my thing is, you can choose in these moments to be offended by these words. And that always comes down to a personal choice. And I think with this song, it's the F word in a worship song.
Yeah.
And it's,
so the platform's
weird,
different.
But at the same time, I'm not going to let a four-letter word separate me from getting meaning and message out of the song.
Yeah.
And that's my choice.
Yeah.
That's just me.
338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I think Teo just nailed it. For me, it's the intention of the heart, but when you look at the platform, the art platform in general, whatever medium they're using, the context in which the artist is setting the message in is super important, but then again, it comes to a personal choice as to whether or not you're willing to do the research to find out, you know, the context behind that, the intent behind that. And I think a lot of people initially are just going to say, well, hey, man, he's using the effort. I don't want to hear it, and I don't care to do the research. But again, that comes directly back to what Taya said, which is super relevant. It's a personal choice, right? I mean, that's something that you're going to have to determine whether or not, you know, that was appropriate or inappropriate for yourself.
Right.
You know, and take meaning away from it or don't. So, right. I agree.
Thanks, Shane.
Yep.
And I just think it's a big thing that we forget, like, At the end of the day, we choose our reaction to the actions and words of other people. Yeah. Now, language hurts, and that's a big thing that we all need to remember. Words, and they don't have to be cuss words, like Steve-O was saying, words can cut you to your core, and you'll never be the same after people say certain things to you in certain situations. And that's what I feel like more of the focus was, is you really need to mind your words. Like when Jesus threw that curse out, he was saying, you guys run around and you call people this.
Vipers.
Yeah, he was like, you call people this. And what are you doing? What's your intention? Why would you debase another person like that? You know, with this kind of insult, it doesn't have to be a cuss word. But on the flip side, we can choose to say, that person just cussed me out, and I have no idea what they were talking about, and I'm not going to let that ruin my day. You know, there's a lot of personal conviction and choices in this.
What's interesting is within that very scripture in Matthew 12:34, this is when he called them a brood of vipers. He said, you brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Like within that same verse, he's like, you serpents, you, which was quite derogatory because obviously Satan, you know, it's like, you, sir, you know, get behind me, Satan, when he's talking to Peter. It's like, so we talk about this, you know, basically the seed of the serpent is what he was saying when he was calling them this brood of vipers. So he wasn't using foul language, if you will. But I think today if we called a pastor, a preacher, like, oh, man, that dude is of Satan. That's a powerful statement. Yeah. That is straight up a, wow, I just called this dude a false prophet. He is a, you know, he is of Satan. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty derogatory. We got so many people chiming in on the
338-3700. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I just want you to know I agree a lot with what you're saying. The reason why I agree is because when I give my testimony about what I struggle with in life, it could be about sex, drugs, or alcohol. Mm-hmm. And when I'm giving my testimony about myself in those real situations, those things can be considered offensive to someone else without ever cussing. But at the same time, people are hearing me about what I've gone through, and I could be explicit in those explanations. And they understand that they see the power of God still through that explicit conversation about my life of what I've gone through. So in essence of I hear curse words something like that in someone's life, yeah, I'm not offended by it because I do see through that an instance where I can see the power of God working through that instance.
Mm. Okay. Thanks, man. I like it. 585 Live, you can text the show. You can call us, 338-3700. If you missed that interview yesterday with Chad from King's Kaleidoscope, hit the podcast. It was really good.
It was.
Gosh, I love that new song. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do some headlines. Another Whiskey Tango. We're going to get out of here. Get on out.
So close.
Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
The rapper Lil Wayne's hospitalized in stable condition, according to his publicist, after suffering two minor seizures on board his private plane and making two emergency landings in Omaha, Nebraska.
Orlando Regional Medical Center is still treating survivors from the nightclub shooting rampage in Orlando over the weekend. Of the more than 50 people sent to the hospital, six remain in critical condition.
Donald Trump has yanked the Washington Post's press credentials after the Post wrote the story of how Trump suggested President Obama's policies might be linked to the shooting in some way.
The Democratic primary in Washington, D.C., the last primary of the presidential election year.
The Democratic National Committee confirms its computer networks have been penetrated by Russian hackers.
Martha Stewart, welcome to the growing meal kit business.
Amarillo police and SWAT teams responding to calls of a gunman taking people hostage at a Walmart along I-27. Suspect was later shot and killed. We're told no shoppers or employees were hurt.
Net neutrality rules, which were unveiled last year, have been upheld by a
U.S. Appeals Court.
Police supervisor and his wife hacked to death in a suburb of Paris.
Americans were shopping again in May, buying more cars and other things. Retail sales increased 0.5%.
Charitable giving in the U.S. reached an all-time high last year, more than $373 billion.
Dex, why are you wearing tights?
Hello, we're live. Good morning.
I quit.
You can't, man.
Nope, too late. I just did.
You can't quit now.
We've been through so much together.
We got to keep going.
That's right. Thanks for joining us, Starmy. 941.
High today of 95 degrees.
How are them roads out there?
Seeing a lot of construction stuff, but not any accidents right now. You guys, be careful out there. That's your look at driving.
Yeah, that's right, everybody.
Literally couldn't be more offended.
Well, okay.
Whoa.
All right. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
Are we need to wrap up the discussion? Anything you guys want to say about what we talked about?
We have like 20.
Yeah, we got a lot of responses. You guys totally feel free to keep talking about it.
How about this? We were talking about King's Kaleidoscope. They're releasing a new record on June 24th. In fact, they're releasing two versions of it. One is a clean version. One is a version that has a song that includes an expletive. Just some, probably the harshest of expletives. So here's the comments. I'm just going to go through the list because I'm burnt on this subject.
Why you so burnt?
Because we talk about gun control or abortion or capital punishment or anything else, people get heated. They stop, you know, using brains and start just trying to throw out flippant arguments, and it gets frustrating on both sides, myself included.
Mm-hmm. Don't yell at me, man.
From Roswell. The point is that if a worship album, in my opinion, it shouldn't contain curse words. We are in the world, but not of it. I always see it as everything is permissible, but not everything edifies. Strong Christians, quote-unquote, must be willing to sacrifice their freedom in order to not let the weak stumble. I see this as an unwise use of freedom that will become a stumbling block to many who are weak. I hear that in one regard because, you know, it becomes this argument back and forth within the church right now, seeing all of these texts come in. From South Carolina, Jesus did say, "You brood of vipers," but he didn't say, "You bleeping brood of vipers." There's a distinction between the two. Also, whether or not we take offense is a different issue than if the language is sinful. We must be careful how we make these judgments in the pursuit of keeping it real. We're not given license to give full vent to our emotions. Instead, we're called to be self-controlled. It's not easy, but that's what we are called into. The difference is, back then, there was no...
There weren't slang curse
words. There were no slang curse words. They were more refined than that, if you will. Which is funny because then it's like, hey, man, don't curse somebody. Jesus curses a fig tree. Hey, don't call somebody this. Jesus called his own disciples fools. Are you still this stupid that you don't understand my teachings? You've been with me how long? You're still this ignorant. You're still this dumb. No, I'm not saying Jesus sinned in any way, shape, or form. I never would. I believed that he was perfect, is perfect. But there are things that I think we as a culture are saying, well, no, because he didn't say it this way. Mm-hmm. Because then you go, well, what about Paul, who used the term scubula when talking about his previous life? Dude, all of that I consider scubula, which if you want to go to the direct definition, I actually can't say it on the air because it would be a violation of the FCC and we would be fined.
Man. Yeah, that's pretty heavy.
It's a Greek term.
Oh God! Stop,
scubala.
You can't
say that. Don't say
that.
It again.
In Philippians 3:8, he compared his former life to this, compared to the knowledge of Christ. No, I'm not condoning saying the S word either.
Don't do it.
But that's what the Greek word literally meant. You could say dung. You could say whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Either way, nasty.
You don't have to do any more, man.
Okay.
Hey, take a deep breath. There you go. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Give me four of those. Hello?
No. I do agree. I mean, there are people that are saying, hey, man, we got to remember we're called to be holy like our God is holy. That is absolutely true. I believe that.
Yeah.
We are called to that. We are called to a stricter standard, if you will. And obviously within this culture, that word is considered foul in some circles. And therefore, should he have used it? Maybe not, because look at what it's doing. It's dividing. Yeah. It's dividing a body.
Yep. Yep.
Because people are getting heated on
both
sides.
Hot topic. It's a hot topic.
But again, though, let's step back to where we were earlier. Before we get heated, calm down. Nobody's trying to change the way
we'll do it live!
You think right now. We're just trying to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's okay to talk about. Mm. If we can't talk about stuff like this, then there's no reason in doing a morning show.
No, you're right.
I mean, we can just talk about more celebrity news. And speaking of that, I mean, I got tons of celebrity news.
From Santa Fe, this is an interesting one. They said, I'm hearing a lot of justification for this. Doing good and right is not a personal choice. It's right because it's right. Must we mimic the world to share the gospel with the world? Is God not bigger than our words? If the justification is motive of the heart, is the heart not often with deceit? Mm-hmm. When do feelings trump facts? When ugliness pours out of our hearts, God, grace, and love are upon us. Not sure there is a right or wrong here. Maybe a big gray area. But even as you speak on the radio, you're using words like foul, crass, etc. And I would say this is a crazy hard topic, like they said.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just yesterday we were talking about gun control, and we got a huge email from somebody who was just greatly offended mm-hmm. by our use of Conan O'Brien. Just a quick soundbite from Conan O'Brien. That was considered offensive to them. That was foul because he is of this world, he's not a Christian, and therefore we shouldn't be giving him a platform. That offended someone greatly, just as much as if I had used foul language. In fact, sadly, it seems like daily we get an email or so of somebody who was offended by something. And we never use foul language on the show. You know what I mean? We can't. We would totally be fined by the FCC. Not that we ever would. But because of that, I think that's where it comes back to like, well, what is, quote, offensive? And how do we choose to be offended by something? Because, again, it is that choice. We can choose to be offended by something. We can choose not to. And again, here's an example. Somebody chimed in and said, dude, my favorite artist, Andy Mineo, has a hard time getting play on Christian radio because his language is, quote, too hard. And then on other stations because it's, quote, too soft. And we've seen that usually with Christian hip-hop because they're so, quote, as we put it, real and relevant, or they're just being honest about some of the things they see within the church or outside of the church. They don't get a lot of airplay. It's so funny. The question was, did it ever get this heated when we were static playing non-Christian artists?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, before I got here, you guys used to get hate mail constantly, right? Like hate mail.
We would get some, which is always
like curse mail,
and that's probably why I just went kind of tank, because it's always difficult when someone else that you consider a brother, you know, somebody within the church goes, "Man, you guys are lukewarm. Mm. You guys are conforming to the patterns of the world. You guys are this. You guys are that." And it's like, cool, man. That is hilarious because we're talking about not using harsh language, but within that, you are essentially saying we are not saved, which is probably the harshest thing you could say to a fellow believer. Man, you obviously aren't really a Christian.
I mean, the thing you told me that like
way
10
to
minutes ago.
Judge that.
You said that to me.
Right. Sorry. It hurts, I was being comical. The intent of the heart there was comedy for the sake of sorry.
Well, didn't feel that way.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Shut up.
Guys, just love each other. Give each other a big hug right
Man.
Now. Give each other a big hug.
Someone chimed in and said, sometimes I wish the Bible had a list of words we can and cannot say. But you know what? If there were a list of words, people would find something new and exciting to turn into a derogatory term. Mm. In fact, some of the words we use as derogatory terms are actually in Scripture. What? What did Samson use to slay the Philistines? It was the jawbone of...
Jack...
I can't say it on the air right now, because today it means something different than when the King James Version was translated the first time. Sorry.
But you could say it. It wouldn't be an FCC violation. You might offend a lot of people.
Exactly.
But you could say it.
I won't. I wouldn't. Seriously, I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But that's it. I mean, The Bible was written a couple thousand years ago, so if Paul were to give a list of words that we couldn't say, that would have been cultural to them 2,000 years ago and probably wouldn't be relevant to us today, because I can take the word gay and say, hey man, that's in like 50% of hymns, because we're just so glad we're so gay, and now it means something else entirely. That's probably why scripture doesn't give us a list.
Yeah, just probably good. Pretty good there.
Yeah.
Okay, just stop. Turn your computer off. Take a deep breath.
Let's take three deep breaths.
Namaste.
Don't say that on our station.
Oh, sorry.
You're dividing the you know what? It's almost like,
wait,
we
dude,
can't
I was
do anything.
I was there. I was in it.
Wait a second. I think I just I just had an idea. It's almost like we can't do anything without somebody getting offended.
I feel better.
Good.
Tail, we need to wrap up these headlines. Come on, man.
Love to.
We got about 4 minutes.
Praise the Lord.
It's gonna rain pain and hell hurt.
I hope so, man. But you can't say hell on the radio.
That's not what that
a is. Man was shot in the arm during a possible road rage incident in Albuquerque last night. Police found the victim near Academy Road and McKinney Drive. The victim was taken to the University of New Mexico Hospital and is expected to be okay.
Gosh, man.
Yeah. Orlando GoFundMe campaign has broken records, raising more than $3.5 million. The campaign has now received $1 million more than the second largest campaign ever.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I got really stoked about this yesterday. There was a time when people were campaigning for Donald Glover from Community to be the new Spider-Man. In fact, the campaign was so big, there was such a groundswell of support, Marvel invented a character called Miles Morales based on Donald Glover.
And Donald Glover is a black man.
Yeah, and Miles Morales was
Can't
a,
say that on the radio. Okay. People might
he
get
was
offended.
Okay. Miles Morales was a black Hispanic mixed kid. Mm. And the book is excellent. It's all about like him growing up and taking on the role of Spider-Man.
That's really cool.
It's really cool. Yeah. But it was based on Donald Glover. So you didn't get Donald Glover as Spider-Man. You got Andrew Garfield. And we see now that the Amazing Spider-Man stopped. And we're getting a new Spider-Man in the Marvel movies. And Donald Glover has just been cast in Spider-Man Homecoming, the new Marvel nice. Spider-Man movie. And this is the Spider-Man from Civil War. Now, he's probably nobody knows who he's playing. They're keeping it super, super close
who do
to
you
the
think?
Vest.
He's got a great theory.
I got a great theory. There's a character called the Prowler. In the comics, his name's Hobie Brown.
He's kind of a thief.
He's like a he's kind of like a cat burglar type. Yeah. But he's always been good guy, bad guy, kind of a vigilante, not to the degree of the Punisher. He's not out there, you know.
He's like Marvel's Catwoman.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
Except he didn't make out with Batman.
That would be Black Cat. But in a lot of ways, the Prowler is kind of like that. Right. But he's always been an ally to Spider-Man. And in the Ultimate Universe, where Miles premiered, Hobie Brown was Miles's uncle. And so what that could lead to, if Donald Glover played Hobie Brown and he was the Prowler, that means eventually we could see a kid named Miles pop up. And I think that would be super legit. So I'm totally excited about that. They haven't revealed who he's going to be. He could be an older Miles Morales, and it could be like a role reversal where Miles is older than
Peter.
I hope
he's a Prowler.
It could be either one.
I love that. That was Tao. He thought of that.
And then he could just be some random teacher at the school. You never know. Some idiots in the UK recently got arrested for trying to scam jewelry stores by switching out real piles of cash with Monopoly money.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not
good thinking, dude.
Yeah, bruh.
According to a new survey, women who have at least four kids are happier than women who have one or two.
That's a lie.
No way!
Yes,
no.
Wait!
No.
Pretty disappointed because I just realized Dawn is probably listening. The Smash Mouth Twitter account is constantly fighting people who tweet that they're one-hit wonders or are only famous because All-Star was in Shrek. In fact, they've done that 19 times, at least.
Wow.
Yeah, if you go on YouTube, you can find some concert footage.
Name a second hit.
Oh, man.
Dude, Walking on the Sun was their first hit.
Yeah.
It was.
But was that a hit?
That was actually a
pretty
good
song. It was huge.
That was a pretty
good song. Do you guys not...
Wasn't okay. as big as All-Star.
Hold on.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna show me I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
She was looking kind of dumb with a finger in her thumb.
Remember when they used to do that in the shape of an L on her forehead?
You should see the lead singer, though. He gets pretty heated at some of the concerts.
Does he really?
Because he gets heckled.
Play All Star again!
And then he wants to, and then he starts throwing
things. And he
wants
to smash him in the mouth. That's where it came from. But we can't do that. Hey, you can't say that on radio. It's got to be edifying. Actually, Mark had a great comment about the last 45 minutes of our show.
Okay, well, let's
what did he say?
He said, I think it's great that people are so passionate about this subject, but 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 23 and 24 state, do not have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. You can't say foolish and stupid, man. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Just some food for thought for the peoples out there. You gentlemen rock. Also, Becca, go to bed.
Amen.
There we go, everybody. There we go. We're done with the show today.
The other Smash Mouth hit was Then the Morning Comes.
What? Sing
and
it.
And the morning comes. You remember it.
I mean, they did cover I'm a Believer. Remember that?
Okay.
And Why Can't We Be Friends? They covered that, too. They did. That was from There's Something About Mary, right?
Why can't we be friends?
If you missed the show, hit the podcast. It'll be up in just a little bit. iTunes, Google Play, Star88.com.
Can't get enough of you, baby. That was it.
Can't get enough of you, baby. Smash Mouth.
Gosh.
Gosh, are we going to tweet
them?
That band
was so obnoxious. Should we tweet them? I feel like we should.
Just heard All Star for the first time. You guys rock. Hope you have another good song.
Yeah, man.
All right, tomorrow on the show, the Great Butter Debate of 2016.
What?
That's right.
All right.
We'll discuss it. Have an amazing day. We love you guys so much. Goodbye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.